God, I love being a man. God, I wish y'all guys could love it just as much as I love it. I love being a man. God, I wish y'all had that same drive to be a man. Damn, it's so good. Fuck. Shit. Man, it feels so good knowing that you have full control over your life and women lose control around you. God damn it. Oh, it's a good show. What's going on? Shout out to all my dogs out there. Shout out to everybody out there. What is up? I am the Dean. Shout out to all my Me Pill community guys. Just give me y'all a hand. I got nothing but love for you guys. Stand the fuck up. Appreciate you all, guys. We have a great, great show. Great, 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 great show. And guys, this is, guys, the information that we're going to give you guys is all in-house. We don't go anywhere for this information. It's all in-house. How my chat room dogs doing? Let me adjust that camera a little bit. There we go. What's going on? What's up with my dogs, man? Guys, I'm very proud of you. All my man mindset, guys, I'm very, very proud of you guys. Tyler, I got your messages on the show. I got some messages and all this stuff, man. Hey, please, Marvin, be safe out there, okay? Be safe out there, motherfucker, okay? But as I'm saying to you guys out here, guys, we got to break some down. We're going to talk about learning the game and are you willing to pay the price? Gentlemen, I have good news. I turned down over 15 people today. I've been coaching all day from the morning time, then Lucario show, then from all the time all to now. I have been turning down and turning away people from us because they're not worthy of the information. I've been turning them down and all this other stuff. Rip, thank you, G. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Been letting them go. You want to know why I let them go? It's simply this. If you cannot follow fucking instructions, then don't come here. Gentlemen, for years, and I will keep doing this for years and years, that I will ask all you that want to be a student of the game. If you want to be a student of the game and you don't know where to start, I'll tell you for free. I'm the only YouTuber. There is not one YouTuber out there telling you how to start here by going and getting off of your lazy ass. And now to go to Hobby Lobby, Michaels, Target, Dollar Store, Walmart, or go to Amazon. Get in your car and get your 100-piece puzzle set. And over 15 motherfuckers, they drive home, dump the pieces on the table, throw the box away, and begin the process. And these guys lied in my fucking face, guys. You know what they fucking told me? Steve, I want to be a student of the game. Okay. You want to be a student of the game? How long have you been listening to us for? Well, I've been listening to you for 3 months, 2 months, 4 months, 5 months, a month, you name it. And I say, okay, well, let me ask you a question. Do you have your puzzle pieces? Well, what's that? Same for you. Same for you. And then the ones that say, well, Steve, yeah, I got my puzzle pieces. Then I say, well, have you started working on your Halloween costume? No. Something I released on the 15th. We're going to talk about that shit. I tell them this ain't for you. You don't want to get pussy. Had to let guys go over. Guys, I'm telling you, we're going to be talking about Law Zero today. I let y'all go quick because I don't want to waste your fucking time or mine with somebody that ain't built for this motherfucking game. Gentlemen, I say to each and every one of you guys, I did it in August while we were talking about the new women coming in. Told you guys in September, I'm going to prepare you for Halloween in the middle of September. I said it all the time, over and over and over and over and over again, until September 15th came, and I set you up. All you guys, I set all you up on September 15th. Meaning, I'm doing 75% of the fucking work. I've created the costume. I've done the videos to show you how to build the costume and what to do. And then the last week of Halloween, I am going to look for the places that you go. And all you got to do is put in 25 lazy ass percent. And you guys, a lot of you guys say, no, I want, this ain't for you. That, Hagen. I had to tell somebody that. Hey, I just got off with someone, told them that. Y'all want to do shit on your motherfucking time. And we're going to talk about why your time is why you lose. You guys must understand this. That if you want to be cold like my students, Tyler and Mike. But first, before I show you what cold is, or before I say what cold is, let me show you how cold does. Hold on, Ty. Let me grab those clips for you. And my dog Mike has something special for you guys as well that I'm going to show you. That's not it. Hold on. Let me delete these. Hold on. I'm sorry. Let me delete these. Let me grab those two Tyler clips. And I'm going to show you. Y'all don't want this. See, Tyler is a great student of mine. Because Tyler listens. Tyler has the costumes. Tyler listens. Tyler soaks up game. My top students do that shit. But let's talk about you guys. But before we do that, let me show you what the lifestyle could be like, Tyler. Let me show what's up. Guys, I want y'all to, wait, let's go to the first one. Guys, I want you to see this right here. Welcome to the lifestyle. I want you to realize what it's like when you're in the catbird seat and the women are coming after your motherfucking ass. Let's look at that right here. Her phone is off. I can't even call out. I have to wait till I get home and use my daughter's phone. Hey, handsome, I'm home now. Okay, it's 4 o'clock. Okay? Didn't you just send me a voice message at 7:18? Let's look at it. 7:27, a call. 7:29, a call. 7:33, a call. 7:36, a call. Okay? Got a voice call, 7:36. 7:42, a call. Let's keep going. 7, okay, blah, 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 but 7:27, 7:36. Do y'all see that right there? Gentlemen, y'all don't want this? Y'all don't want this? Okay, y'all don't want this. Sir, you're not learning games. Stop that. You're lying. Yeah, send me the audio, Tyler. You're lying. You don't want to learn games. I'll tell you why. And I got you. I think what y'all guys do is lie to yourself. You don't want to learn games. You're not a student of mine. You don't want to learn games. But I will answer your question in 1 second. But gentlemen, I tell you guys, yeah, send me the audio, Tyler. Listen, I want y'all to hear something. See, gentlemen, as I told you before, you modern men, that's what I'm sorry. Since y'all want to use modern women all the time, I'm going to start using you modern males. You modern males don't understand that there are women out there that just want some dick. And a lot of women, some will tell you that they're married or in a relationship, okay? And some won't tell you they're married in a relationship. And those that are married and tell you in a relationship, they will lay down the ground rules. And hey guys, guess what? I want you to actually hear a phone call with the ground rules. I want you to hear a phone call with the ground rules because you've never heard a woman even talk to you this way when she has somebody and all she wants is your dick. So let me go ahead and play this clip real quick before I grab Tyler's message. But let me go ahead and play this clip so y'all can hear what ground rules are from a woman that wants to be, okay, wants to be with a man, okay? This woman, she's married. She's got two adorable kids, okay? She's comfortable communicating. She's not available, right? So he's going to make it stress-free. Can't tell you his name, but I'm going to tell you one of my top clients. I want y'all to hear this. Listen to this. All right, y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? And gentlemen, which y'all understand, I need y'all to understand that there are women out there that just don't want their business out on the street. And all he was instructed to do, because this is how the game works, is let you just call me. I will not call you. I will not text you. I won't do anything. When you need to talk to me, you know where to find me. That's all you got to do. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying right there? I just want to show y'all game real quick. I want to show y'all how it's like when they have shit to lose and they want to make sure that you are good enough. Well, guess what? You know what? This is my situation. Either you handle it or not. Because you know what? Just like you guys that are in relationships that want some pussy on the side, don't think women are not the same motherfucking way. There are women out there that just want to get their knees pinned back to their shoulders by a real man and not a modern male. All these women are married to modern males. They're not married to men. And because they're married to modern males, they are always looking to see what it's like to be with a man. What is it like to be touched by a man? What it's like to be talked to by a man. What it's like to get them off by a man. So they are willing to do whatever it takes, just like a lot of you guys out there. So we ain't judging here. I'm just trying to show y'all that. Listen, the best news for you guys is that the average modern woman is with the average modern male. So she is always looking for some excitement in a world of basic, boring, stick-up-his-ass motherfucker that doesn't have any game. So I just want to let y'all guys know, this is how it is. When they really down for you, they're going to be down. They're going to just say, look, this is my situation. Are you cool with it? Bet. Well, I'm so cool with it, I'm going to tell you what to fucking do. When you need me, you can send a note through a bird, a message, a smoke signal, however you want to do it. Because I am not here. Because like as a gigolo, it's Gigolo 101. I'm not here to fuck up what you got. I'm here to bring something to what you got. I'm not trying to fuck up what you got. So for all you judgmental motherfuckers, I'm sorry. I'm just letting you know, you will never know her situation unless she tells you. And if she doesn't tell your situation, she doesn't trust you enough. Because a lot of women will fuck with you guys and you don't know their situation because they know you're the kind of motherfucker that will get in your panties and fuck up what they have. Just want to let y'all guys know because we got a lot to talk about. Let me grab Tyler's thing real quick. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and ask me. Tyler, here you go. Here you go. You know, it's amazing that y'all guys think I'm full of shit. Y'all guys think that, you see, y'all don't understand how, y'all just don't get who the fuck you are listening to right now. You don't, you guys think that women are bad, women are terrible, women are not this and that, but in and out, damn near, every time we do a show, we show you nothing but receipts and show you what the lifestyle is about all the time. We show you what the lifestyle is about all the time, showing you that this is what you can have when you're worthy of information. Now, gentlemen, I do want to let you guys know, I've already started working on the second book. I'm already working on the second book. And law zero that I talk about, law zero. I don't even have time to put law zero in the first book because it's over 800 pages already. So that's too big. That's just a mess. But this new one, I got to let y'all guys overstand law zero. We got to talk about this, man. We got to talk on this. Because a lot of you say that you really want to learn game. A lot of you say you want to be students of the game. Am I not the only YouTuber that has shown all you guys, no matter where you are, if you're single, dating, or in a relationship, how to take Halloween and change up the game forever? The only one. Nobody out there doing what the fuck I'm doing. Nobody. And that information I'm giving you is absolutely free. You don't even have to pay for this information. And it's so fucking cold, you guys won't even do it. Because you don't want to be students of the game. And that's what we'll be talking about today. All you motherfuckers saying y'all want to be students, you're fucking lying. The majority of you motherfuckers don't. You know, Tyler wanted to be a student of the game, and look, Tyler, a little stubborn ass. He was a little stubborn at first, but guess what? Tyler pushed aside his ego and self-importance, just like my other great student, Mike. He pushed aside his ego and self-importance. He started to realize that I'm showing them some shit that he's never seen before, and they cultivated it. They formed it through their blacksmith, and they made it theirs, and this is why they're motherfucking winning. Because they were built to fucking win. They were not built to lie like you motherfuckers always talking about, I want to do shit, but you ain't doing shit. Because if you're not under my wing, you ain't no fucking student. If you ain't under my wing, you don't know what a fucking bid is. If you ain't under my wing, you don't know what the I ams and I do's are. If you ain't under the motherfucking wing of the man mindset. But let's talk about why most of you guys won't be part of the game, because you're not willing to pay the cost to be your motherfucking boss. You guys will not pay the cost to be your motherfucking boss. What do you mean when I turned down? I turned down 15 motherfuckers that said they wanted to learn game, and I told them they're not worthy of the information. I told them to find another coach. You want to know his deal, what you have to understand about me? See, I can be an unethical motherfucker and take their money and take advantage of them, but why do that? I'm not doing that shit. Because the information that we give is not for everybody. And if you think what we do on these live shows is game, then you don't know what the fuck you're missing on the back end. That's what it means. I turn down the motherfucking people that talk this shit like they want to be in the game, but their behavior shows different. And you want to know why I know that? Because that's how I got into the game. I got in the game. Thank you. Thank you, W. I need to put you and give you a wrench for that shit. Let me find you. I'm going to give you a wrench. I like you, dog. Can you listen? Let me see. You might even have a wrench. Let me find you, dog. Hold on. Let me give you a wrench. Let me tell you what. See what he said right there? You see the fucking thing that young man said? Because you guys have chosen not to pick up the motherfucking pennies. You guys have not chosen. Do you understand that when you get in, do you guys actually think that the best information is fucking free? Do you actually think free information, why would somebody give you free information knowing you're weak fucking ass? You guys can't even get your puzzle pieces. So why would I teach you the good shit? Y'all, hey, this good shit that y'all see, but this ain't shit. This ain't shit. Because what Tyler is doing is on another level. What Mike and my other great students are doing, on another level. You want to know why? Because they want to be on another level for themselves, and most of you guys don't want to be that, okay? They don't even understand. They don't even understand. They don't understand that this is just a light bit of glue to connect you, yes, boxing, to be one of one. But you ain't ready for that. But we're going to talk about the why. We're going to talk about the why. We got to talk about the why, because I want y'all to understand. Because I want y'all to see why y'all sabotage yourselves. Because all you motherfuckers sit around and say you want it so badly. Okay? And all you do time and time again is you fail miserably. Because you either try to cheat the game. Some of you guys look at Tyler's shit that we talk about. You're still Tyler. You're still Tyler's crumbs. You're still his shit. And don't want to even know what to do next afterwards. You steal Mike's shit. Anything we post, y'all guys are like little vultures stealing little pieces of the game, thinking that that's going to get you somewhere. But let me tell you, have you ever wondered why you guys, law zero, you keep repeating the same patterns of behavior over and over and over again to get the same weak, soft-ass results? Have you ever thought about that? You are always getting stuck and you don't even know why. You always have these limited patterns. You don't know why. All you guys sit around and say anything. How do I learn game? How do I grow? How do I learn game? How do I change? How do I grow? How do I learn game? Tell me, Steve, I want to be a student in the game. I want to be a student. All you're doing is lying to your motherfucking self. You ain't built for this shit. That's why I love us being small, because we small and we take over. We take over shit. Okay? You guys are so busy in the I do mindset You actually think your thoughts matter. Yeah, gentlemen, and I say this with love. Fuck your thoughts. Do you not understand that it is your thoughts why you ain't getting women? But yet, you want to try to tell somebody what the fuck you think. Or you want to tell your weak-ass story. Who gives a fuck? It's not going to change anything. Your thoughts are why you can't grow, because you know what? I had a guy. I told him, I gave him his pathway. You know what the motherfucker did? He did what he wanted to do. And I said, why are you doing this? Well, I said, I can't help you. I can't help you. You see that? I can't help you. Let me see. Tyler asked a question. Oh, wait. Let me check the line. Shit, the phone line. Shit, the lines are open, too. Lines are open, guys. Sorry. What are you saying? Is it that we always thinking of the first domino? Well, no. Tyler, they're not thinking of first domino. They're looking at last domino as the result of whatever they think of. You see what I'm saying? They cannot literally form their mind to take the proper steps to become all the dominoes, Tyler. And I'll explain why. I mean, it's beautiful why they don't. I think it's the Mona Lisa. Because every behavior, every feminine emotion, every weak-ass thought that you have, they don't realize, Tyler, it holds them back. And they don't even realize how their mind is using them as a fucking laughing stock, because you want to do it your way. You know, I just got off with a guy. I asked him, have you done your puzzle piece? He said, yes. Have you worked on your costume? He said, nah, I'll get to it later. I said, dude, this might not be for you then. Why you say? Gentlemen, let me tell y'all something. I'll never tell you to kill anybody. I'll never tell you that. I'll never tell you to jump off a bridge. I will never tell you to suck a dick or do something that will do bodily harm to you. But if your sensei tells you to do something, you fucking do it. And because of your lazy fucking mind, for the majority of you, you haven't done it because I'll get to it whenever. And that shows why you're not a student of the game. Let me tell you about a motherfucker named Tyler. Let me tell you about that motherfucker. The moment he saw the Halloween game, that motherfucker jumped on that shit. Didn't wait. Didn't hesitate. Didn't beat around the bush. Didn't wait till later. See, that's what a student does. When you're this is the thing I say to all you guys. Listen, this is the amazing thing I say to you guys. It's funny. This is the amazing thing. It's not like I sprung it on you just right away. Yeah, Tyler, send me a photo. I'll show him. It's not like I sprung it on you right away. I told you fuckers in August that in September, I'm going to get you the Halloween costume. There's no excuses, because I told you in August for something in September that you got to fucking rehearse. And the reason why you got to rehearse it on the fucking September is because you're going to be in a situation that is going to be very stressful. Very, very stressful. You have never been in a situation where all the women are looking at you. All the guys are looking at you. All the women are coming up to you. It's going to be a very stressful situation. Something you have never, ever imagined in your life that can happen. I'm setting you up for that shit. And let me get to Adam real quick. Do He says, do I submit to me and the game sounds game. Now, Adam, before I kick you out, better jump out before I get you, but I want to explain something before I get rid of you, Adam. I want to explain something before I get rid of you, Adam. Have I ever said to anybody, I'm trying to make you into me? Please, since I've been doing this for 35 years, have I ever said to anybody that I'm trying to make you into me? Okay, check the box now. The submission to another man is not sexual. Well, no. He's going to get kicked out, but I'm just trying to let him know why he's getting the fuck out, because this ain't for him. But as I'm saying to you guys out here, but I'm going to tell you the secret, but let me go ahead and get Adam out. Let me go ahead and boot him out, because I don't want him to hear the secret. Get the fuck out, Adam. Bye. Get the fuck out. Okay, he's gone. Now, let me say to y'all guys real quick. I am here to do one thing that you guys don't see. The submission that I am trying to get you guys to see, because you can't see it right now, is not submit to who the fuck you are right now. I do. But to learn your I am and fully dedicate, devote, and submit yourself to that new person that you don't know. And if you find that to be gay, then this is the wrong place. This is not for him. Y'all see that? Have I ever, see, nobody's saying, and listen, I had to submit to my mentor. And you know what submission is? It's pushing aside your ego and pushing aside your self-importance and letting your mentor know that I know nothing and my mind is a sponge. Teach me what I don't fucking know. But if you feel that that's gay, then this isn't for you, because I'm only getting you to do something that no one's ever told you before, and that is submit to your core, your I am, something that no one even tells you about. You want to know why, and I'll tell you since Adam's gone, let me tell you a secret. You want to know why the majority of you guys fuck up and lose? Because you don't realize who you're submitting yourself to right now. Every time you say you want to change and every time you want to say you want to be different, you are actually submitting to your I do. And that's why you're losing, because you're not even submitting to the right motherfucking person. Because remember, guys, there are things you know, there are things you don't know, then there's things you don't know that you don't even know. And which y'all guys don't even know that you don't even fucking know. And I'll give you this one, is that through the game, you pay the cost to kill the I do thinking you fucking have and resurrect and unlock the I am, your fucking core that got you to the fucking egg. But if they think that's gay, this ain't for you. This ain't for you. This ain't for you. If a woman ask you your age, all you have to do is say, I'll let you know when we go out for ice cream on Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 7:30. The problem is again, you're allowing the woman or the opponent to fucking dictate and move you where she wants you to go. That's your problem when you're in the I do. The I am a woman is not, I don't give a fuck what she asks me. What do I do for a living is none of your fucking business. I don't talk about my finances to anybody. Then you tell me your social security number and you tell me how much money you got in the bank then. I don't want to ask that shit. But But this is why you guys lose. Because from your point of view, you're letting this fucking woman control the fucking conversation. She's asking you your age. I'm ageless, bitch. I don't count time. How old do I look to you? You tell me how old I look. I don't give a fuck. Because I'm not my clothes. I'm not my height. I'm not my fucking skin. And I'm not my goddamn age. So what you're asking me is irrelevant. It has nothing to do with what the fuck I'm about to do to you. It has nothing to do with the fucking way I'm about to flip your world upside fucking down. But CE, you don't get that because you ain't a student of the fucking game. You're trying to solve everything your motherfucking self earned. This ain't for you as well. The average Joe, no, this ain't for you. This is the most amazing thing. I do everything to show you how to get the woman, and you want to be a fucking pirate? Dude, this ain't for you, dog. Don't ask me another question again. This ain't for you. Do y'all see that, guys? Do y'all see what happens when losers start to think and when losers try to do it their loser-ass way? When you lay everything down perfectly. Oh, let me show you Tyler. I think Tyler. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Tyler. Thank you, Tyler. Hold on, guys. Again, let me show you, Carter, why you're not a student again, because you know what? You don't want to listen to fucking instructions. You want to do it your way. And this is why you're a fucking loser. Stay in here if you want, but I'm just being honest with you. You're a fucking loser. And you're never going to be a fucking man here. So if you want to be here, you can. I'm not mad at you, but I'm just being honest with you. Don't waste your time here. This is what I keep telling you guys. If you want to do it your way, take your fucking ass and do it your way. Don't fuck with us. Do it your way. Do it your loser ass way, because the reason why you're here is because all you do is everything your loser fucking way. Everything you do is a loser way. And you want to ask somebody that's giving you game to do it a different way, your way? Man, get your fucking ass out of here. Don't kick him out. Just let his weak ass stay in here. Be a fucking pirate, loser. Don't give a fuck. Let me get to this Tyler shit. Let me show you how a student does it. I don't think y'all understand how the student does it, so allow me to show you how a student does it. See, what the student does is he listens to his master. He follows the playbook, and he creates what the master has taught him. The student then goes to the fucking parties in the outfit to take the selfies around the women and pick up women, because the student follows fucking direction. But damn, Tyler, I got all this. All this stuff is not in order. So, damn, it's not in order. So let me see if this is the first one. Okay. Hey, calling for a good time. LOL. Shoot me that. Okay. Shoot me that picture. So I put you in the contacts. This is what she sent right here. All right. Next one. She said, sent the photo. Then he's talking yak to her. Yes, you remember my name. Let's keep going. Shit. Tyler, it's all over the place. I'm sorry. I just don't have everything. So the order's kind of out of place, guys. But let's keep going. Oh, wait. Not Sweet Dream. Let's see here. Here's a photo of her right here. I love the reading idea. You're so cute under the mask, too. Clever idea. I was wondering if you were networking or selling something, or you had just taken the dating pool to the next fucking level. Look at what the fuck the woman is fucking saying, you dumb motherfuckers. But y'all don't want to do this shit. Now he's putting a little bit of yak in her. This weekend sounds good. Maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, meet Starbucks for sure. I'm just getting y'all to things how it is, okay? Very sweet. I'll be open to meeting up with you sometime for sure. That was highlight of my That was the highlight of my fucking night. By the way, best in the house on the block, hands down. Do y'all see the results when you follow the fucking playbook? Later on, Sweet Dreams. Did everyone get the golden ticket with your information? Yeah, now that's a good time. I'm just relaxing. Do y'all understand? See, y'all think that this shit don't work, but it just won't work for you weak motherfuckers. Because when you're a student of the game, you follow the game, man. It don't work. This shit don't work for you average motherfuckers that don't want to win. Motherfuckers that don't want to win. Yes, Lee, come on, Lee. Come on, dog, Lee. Is that the number that says call in? How is it that you're asking this fucking question? And the, I can bring Tyler in because Tyler, what's up, T-Dog? What's up, Tyler?
Hello there, young man. This is the old man fortune teller doing fortunes for single sexually available women now.
Yes, a fortune teller. Yes, Tyler, don't give it away. Fuck them. Get back to Tyler. Tell me your experience, Tyler. Tell these motherfuckers.
Man, it's really all about getting in touch with having fun with yourself, man, and the results that come of that. You know, just like going to do this Halloween game and then just having fun and being me. And then people just, like you said, it's going to create attention. People are going to come be drawn to you. And you're just kind of in character and costume the whole time when nobody else is. And I don't know what to tell you, man. It's just, now it's just becoming like fun and just like fine tuning it and rehearsal, like you said. So yeah, you definitely get results. And it's going to, I don't know, you just got to go and do it. You just got to like follow the instructions. They're all there on the website. And you just got to rehearse it and do it and be in character. And it's just fucking a blast, man.
Tyler, I do it all the time. What do I do in the last week? Do I not give you places to go? Do I not do all the work?
Yeah, that's exactly it, man. And then, you know, you just go to these places. And
then you got to show up.
You just got to show up, be in character the whole time, man. But like I say, if anything, you're going to get used to people engaging you versus you, you know, so much people are worried about approaching women. You know, everybody's like, oh, you know, what's up with me and approaching women? Well, this is the kind of situation where people are coming to you, you know, and
they're
just being you, having fun.
Yes.
And then, you know, it's the result of that and how that's just fun. You know, it's just a different place to come from. So that, I feel like that's what that really taught me.
Yeah, and they just don't understand how the women get drawn in because they're not used to this. Todd, I'm last question: Are you going to do Sexoween with anybody this year?
Sexoween is a challenge for me because I have my kid here at my house, so I have to fucking like make that
no,
work.
It's fine. Todd. It's cool. No, if you have kids in the house, that's cool. Is it? I'm just asking if you are. No, if you're not, that's cool. I was just asking.
Yeah, no, not able to do that. Trying to figure out a way to do that outside of my house. So.
Yeah, we got to figure that away. Well, you can set up a room or something, but yeah, it's all good. No doubt. Oh, man.
But that's it, man. It's a good thing you got us started early this year because it takes a minute to get this shit together and then to fucking rehearse.
That's what I'm saying, Tyler. On the 15th, I told him on August, on the 15th, I'm going to give it to you so you can learn it so you'll be prepared in late October. There's no excuses. They say they want women,
I mean,
Tyler. They say they want women, right? And I'm giving them a chance to get women, but do they actually want women, Tyler?
Exactly. I mean, you can go down to the Halloween store today where everybody's shopping with costumes and wear your fucking wizard costume or your fortune teller costume down there and fucking work at that, you know? I mean, like, it's open season right now, you know?
Yeah, it is.
You go to the call it. The one night that was most interesting was like College Town Crawl on Halloween. And just all these people,
I know,
dude.
All the college girls.
And the women.
Dude, the women, all the college, you know how easy they can clean up these college girls with this shit? Easy. Oh.
Well, and then you're just doing your thing. They're coming up to you. They're waiting to have their turn. And then these guys that are kind of like, hovering around them, they get in their emotions about it. And then the women just, I don't know, it just, It's not a good look when these guys just can't have fun when I'm, you know, happen to be just fucking spinning their girlfriend around, you know? And
yeah,
so it's
right.
Like,
yeah.
You,
yeah.
Like,
hey,
you say, you're
said,
dealing with all
you said
these
sexy single
things going on.
Right, you say sexy single, so it's not like you're trying to sort them out. You're trying to sort them out, sexy single. So, but hey, Tyler, I gotta get back to the show. But Tyler,
go back to the show.
But no, yeah, I get back to the show. But thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it, man. Old man out. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate that shit. Good call, Tyler. But anyway, like I said before, guys, this is the beauty of what y'all guys do not see. But again, this is why the game ain't for everybody. See. The hardest thing to do, guys, is not the information. That's going to shock you. Information is not the hardest thing. The hardest thing that you guys have is how you see the world and your self-limiting fucking behavior that will go against everything I'm showing you. See, in order to be a student of the game, one must free himself of ego and self-importance and be willing to learn. Be willing. Because what's happening right now is that because it's new information and it goes against what you see the world as, you will try to defend yourself against it, okay? Because you've been disappointed all your fucking life, you automatically expect you're going to get disappointed. You're going to feel like you're going to be disappointed and you're not really actually going to do anything except give excuses like all you guys do. I had a guy literally tell me he wants to get women, but then I asked him, does he do the Halloween game? He says, no, I don't want to do that on Halloween. I said, well, then you don't want women. Because this is a position, again, that every woman you get with has never met anybody to utilize a costume to pick up women in such a smooth way. It's going to imprint itself on the woman. It just does. It's how the game works. And that's why these women, they ain't going no fucking where. That's why these motherfucking women, they love us, need us, cream and crave for us. And y'all guys actually think, y'all, it's so unbelievable to hear a woman say the things that I just played for you guys out there. I don't play it again because I think y'all guys don't believe this shit. You guys think women don't talk this way. Already feeling the pains of withdrawal. Let me get it straight. You don't want women talking that way? Oh wait, let me guess. You want women to just say to you, where are you taking me out? What are you going to do for me? And how much I need to pay my rent. I need to pay my bills. No, that's what you want. You want that instead of this? Y'all guys don't even see that this is our life. Y'all see why we're so laid back, why we don't give a fuck, or why we pull them in. Oh, and by the way, guys, I'm going to be doing a new show, dropping like 8-minute videos. And the first one's going to be on not the friend zone, but the sex zone. We'll be talking about that later. But I'm saying to y'all guys out there, y'all are telling me that y'all don't want to have this happen for you? Gentlemen, what I am doing, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you, Jeremy, thank you. The costume is so cheap to put together. The only thing you're actually spending on is the tarot cards and the business cards to put together to hand them out to the women on Halloween. It's very a cheap costume, but it's not, and I'm going to show you Tyler in the costume. It's not about the price of the costume, guys. It is the creative mind behind the costume. It's the creativity that gets the woman going, because women love men that are actually creative in what they're doing. It's the creativity. Let me find, I forgot where I put it at. Let me grab that one from Tyler. It's the creativity, guys. And when you're very creative, it shows the woman that the man that is creative outside the bedroom is the same man that is creative in the bedroom. I think that's not, definitely not it. So as you can see, this is the creativity. Tyler followed the instructions. Tyler created it, and Tyler drew him in. And I show you that. And you, and for all you guys out here, I'm the only one that will even show you, okay? Let's see, Tyler, 222 sent audio of her helping me with my remote. All right, we'll check that out. What I'm saying to y'all guys is this. You can never be a student of the game with the way you think. Think of your thoughts as poison. Let's keep it a buck. Think of your thoughts as poison. And what I want you to think about, I want you to think about how if you put one drop of your weak ass to game, you kind of sabotage it, because your mentor or your motherfucking sensei is trying to rid and clear your mind of thought, because every thought is coming from an I do and not an I am. So you can never mix an I do with an I am. It just doesn't connect. And as you become a student of the game, you will start to realize your worth and value. You guys don't, it's okay. You don't have any self-worth. I know that. You don't want to admit it, but it's fine. You have no self-worth, limiting beliefs, and a false perception in reality of what you think the world actually is, but it fucking isn't. So you take those three things. That's just three things I'm saying. And those three things are enough to sabotage you, because you think, ready guys, you know better. Gentlemen, I told you several times. I was in the car with my mentor. He said, bitch, sit your ass here. I'll be right back. Because he wasn't going to give me anything for fucking McDonald's. He was buying shit for him. He wasn't buying. He's like, I ain't your daddy. I ain't feeding your bitch ass. Yeah, I'm like hungry. And he comes back. He said, look, bitch, go in there and get a cheeseburger. Gave me a fucking dollar and some shit. Go get a cheeseburger. Now, if I'm you, why do I need to get the cheeseburger? What does the cheeseburger got to do with the game? Why should I go in there? Why can it be a cheeseburger, a hamburger? Can I get a fish sandwich? See, if I was you motherfuckers, that's when he would have said, get the fuck out and go walk home and don't ever say shit to me again. He told me to go get a cheeseburger to keep my mind focused on the cheeseburger, because, see, this is beauty of game. You don't know what's around that fucking corner, because you ain't thinking about what the fuck is around that corner. But once you get around that corner and see what is around that corner, if you're really good in the game, you get right on the motherfucking game. Told me to go get that cheeseburger. I went inside. And across the motherfucking way, the cashier, who was older than me, was so fucking badass. Well, she told me later after we got done fucking. The managers tried to fuck her. Fry cooks and everybody back there tried to get that motherfucking ass. That's how bad she was. Just went in there and put my bid in. I got my cheeseburger, but I put my bid in. Why? Because, see, my mentor didn't give me any training wheels. He didn't say, well, hey, there's a pretty girl over there, and you know what? Well, this is what you say, and this is what you do. So here's a buck or something. Go in there and go do it. Good luck, buddy. He would be doing me a fucking disservice. You know what he said? Hey, bitch, get your ass in there and get a fucking cheeseburger. That's all he said to me. Because, see, when you're a student of the game, he has nothing to do with me. He is guiding me along to help me learn me. I'm not trying to be him. And that's why he told me to get my fucking ass McDonald's thinking, oh, shit, he's being nice today. I'm going to eat a cheeseburger. That's all I was thinking about. My little hungry ass thinking about a cheeseburger. That's all I was thinking about. Because I was hungry as fuck. I want to get a cheeseburger and shit, man. I didn't want to go home and eat my mom's what fucking spaghetti, what the fuck she's making. I want a goddamn cheeseburger, goddamn it. I want the food. Ooh, I'm going to get my cheeseburger. Sorry, it was go time. It wasn't, oh, my God, she's so pretty. Oh, my God, does she have a boyfriend? No, it was go time because there was nobody in the line but me. And I walked in that motherfucking bacon cheeseburger, and I walked out with my cheeseburger and her with my information. He did it the right way because he knew in order for me to grow me for myself, he has to put me in a position to see the game, to believe in me and do me whenever. Not to be him, not to follow him, but to put me in a fucking position. That's all his job is. To help me see what I need to do in myself. And if I were walking in there thinking woman, which I would have been fine, but see, that's part of the teaching. Why would he butter it up, put training wheels on it, and make it easy for me? Knowing that if he would have gave me that information, by the time I left his car and walked in there, I knew exactly what to say and exactly what to do because I was already prepared. You know what he was teaching me? In life, you don't know what's around that corner. You better be fucking prepared, though. You have no idea what's going through in that. When you go in that door in that mall or that fucking restaurant or wherever you go in that building, you don't know what's around that corner. And if you ain't fucking prepared, then you can't be a student of the game. Because I was always prepared for the moment. It's just that I didn't know the moment was happening. I was thinking about that cake-ass cheeseburger. That's all. My little hungry bitch-ass thinking about a cheeseburger. I wasn't thinking about nothing else. When I saw it, I said, it's go time. Get that fucking cheeseburger. I'm going to put my fucking beard in. And that's it. It's go time. And the reason why she fucked with me is because for the first time she said she never met a motherfucker who kept things real and was straight up honest. She couldn't even understand that, man. Let me get this question right here. So it's all about you being able to be quick on your feet from previous rehearsals. But rehearsal from what if you're not a student of the game? You can only conjure up what you're thinking through a weak position from an I do. It's a great question, but you're trying to get an answer from an I do. And any answer you give yourself from the I do is your failure because you're not learning how to learn it from the I am. That's what y'all don't understand. You've got to be on your I am 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and on Sunday. There is no time for resting, waiting, or putting things off. None whatsoever. But let me continue. Let me explain something. See, when you don't believe in yourself, when you have no self-worth and you got limiting beliefs and a false perception of the world, you will do everything to stay in that fucking thing because that's what makes you feel safe. It makes you feel good. That triggers your low self-esteem. And that also triggers the low self-belief you have in yourself. The honest truth, gentlemen, is that when you are actually a student of the game and is worthy of the information, it's because you don't fucking believe in yourself. You don't. You don't believe you're good enough, fill in the blank. And that is your fucking Achilles heel. I'm not fill in the blank, she'll never like me. I'm not fill in the blank, she'll never like me. She likes these kind of guys, she'll never like me. Oh, I'm not good enough, she'll never like me. Oh my God, she looks like she would date a rich guy with muscles, she'll never date me. No fucking self-belief, and that's what I keep trying to tell y'all. Y'all motherfuckers don't believe in your fucking selves. You don't believe in your fucking self. And you don't even understand that a mentor, a real one, a real motherfucking mentor, he has one job and one only job to do. And that is to get you motherfuckers to believe in your fucking self. Because you don't believe in yourself. You don't. You can fight me on that, y'all, you want. You don't believe in yourself. And because you don't believe in yourself, because you live in the I do, you tend to react to circumstances, events, and women the same fucking way as a fucking soft woman, or excuse me, a modern man. Because you have a false sense and expectation of the world where you actually think you deserve a woman to kiss your ass when you don't even love your fucking self. How the fuck does that even work? How does that work, gentlemen? Tell me, how does that work? Okay. Avery, you got to put a Q in there. Hey, what's up, J-Dog? Shout out, Jay. What's going on, bro? Let's see here. Be a I do in the mind and give an I do question in the chat. No, Avery. What you don't understand is, what the fuck are you talking about? Why would you be an I do in the mind? You are. This is why you're fucking up. Because you're an I do in the fucking mind. What the fuck are you talking about? It's amazing how motherfuckers who don't have game try to solve shit. The fuck? Let me continue. As I was saying for you guys before, okay? You guys, because you don't believe in yourself, you don't love yourself, and you don't dedicate yourself to yourself because you dedicate yourself to other men. Other men. Other men's lives. You fail and you automatically create the bar or a wall that's so high, you realize you can't reach that bar because you feel incapable of it because the lack of belief you have in yourself. Okay? Because what you have in yourself. And that's where you guys will always lose in the game because you don't want to be a student of the game. Because you actually self, again, y'all are in a boat. I'm the only one tells you that. You're in the boat in the middle of the ocean, poking holes in your boat, and then you're grabbing a bucket of water in the ocean and dumping it in the boat. And then you're saying, well, why is my boat sinking? Because you are self-sabotaging your own self because, again, most of you guys have the fear of failure. Some of you guys have the fear of success. And some of you guys have a little bit of both. Some of you guys say I want woman, but shit, what happens if I do this shit and it works out and I get a woman? What the fuck am I going to do? Ah, fuck it, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to look like an idiot in front of her. See that shit? You hold yourself back from taking risks. That's what, see, a mentor or a sensei, when you choose to be a student, is going to show you to take time to learn how to plan ahead. He's going to show you how to take risks. He's going to show you how to make mistakes. No, that was not a typo. He's going to show you how to make mistakes instead of fearing the fucking mistake and not doing anything. He's going to show you how to have the capabilities of saying no to women, no to your fucking loser friends, no to your brother and sister, no to your fucking parents or your fucking pastor, and sleep like a baby afterwards. He's going to show you to take time to think about your consequences and your actions, because every action you take is not a loss. It's not a bad thing. God damn it, this is why I can't stand you motherfuckers. Fuck your cousin. God damn it, when are y'all going to learn? I'm sorry. Guys, if y'all want kumbaya and y'all want to cuddle and care about people who don't give a fuck about you, this ain't the place. This ain't the place. Fuck your cousin. Why do you care? Fuck him. Don't tell him. Don't tell him shit. Tell that motherfucker to get on the man mindset and start listening to your mentor and your sensei. The fuck you giving a fuck about? Why do y'all care? Get this fuck. Whew. 347, got you 1 second. Do you know how sexy it is when a woman finds out you don't give a fuck? Oh, that's dripping wet panties, because it turns her on, because all she's trying to do is get you to give a fuck. Come on, man. Let me bring in 347 for answering that question. What's up, 347? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yo, what's up, bro?
How can I help you? What's up, brother?
We were talking earlier on the car. Oh, wait.
She's coming over in about 29 minutes, huh?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Why didn't you get the fucking 101, kissing 101, and making out the other day? Why didn't you get those?
When I talked to you, you was like, get the confidence on, get that first.
Well, I said you get some pussy, so I told you get on me so you can get some of the fuck shit so you can learn. She coming over to fuck.
Yeah, over the fuck. Yeah.
I know she is. But you ain't gonna fuck her. Okay. The shit I told you to do was on a higher level than your fuck game. So if this is here and your fuck game is here, she's going to realize all that shit you said was nothing but bullshit because you didn't keep the same intensity.
Right. Yeah. So how do I,
get the three pack. Go. Hey, if I was you, get the three pack of the kissing, making out, and fucking 15-minute video right now. It's 15 minutes. Get it right now, and you can study those real quick and grab one or two of those things and utilize that shit. You got it right now. It's 8:09. So you can grab a 15-minute, a $99 three pack. And then just do a little bit of kissing 101 and learn that fucking 101, and you're going to be safe. But it's up to you.
All right. I appreciate it.
But you should have been on this before, dog, is what I'm saying, man. Now, did you follow the instructions I told you to do when she walks through the door?
I'm going to follow. I know what you said. You said spin her around.
Time out.
Bring her close.
Yes or no. Did you learn the instructions I gave you when you got off the phone? I told you to go back and listen. Okay, if you learn those, then you're good. That's all you need to give you. All right, so you got those. So now you got to get down to that fucking dog. Listen, Turn down your lights, dim your lights down, turn off your fucking TV unless you have a smart TV and you grab YouTube and some slow songs or light jazz, okay? You've got to set the scene of all this shit. Everything is moments. You got to set the scene. Did you buy the fucking mirror? God damn it. Did you buy the fucking mirror?
Yeah, I got a mirror. I got a mirror, man.
Good. So when you got her, while you got her on her back, I want you to do is have her back up and put her feet up on the wall, set the mirror where she can see it, let her know this is the perfect position you want it in, and then take your fingers and start playing with the pussy so she can watch your fingers rub her pussy. Remember, that gets her off. Okay.
Oh, this is some fucking flavor, boy.
Oh, my God. How do you got
Yo. All right. But I was thinking, like, I don't want to be awkward, though, when I grab the mirror. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Brother, okay. This is what I understand about
you, brothers.
I
never did this, girl.
I don't give a fuck what you did. Did she? Why don't y'all? Okay, Carl, listen.
Yeah, yeah. It's the first time for everything,
I don't give a fuck. Just listen, man. Listen. Did she sound awkward by telling you I don't need to do the shower because I'm going to take a mirror, I'm going to put my feet up against the bathtub, she said. I'm going to take a mirror and put it between my legs so I can watch me play with my pussy because that makes me come faster. Did she feel awkward telling you that shit?
Nah, she felt very comfortable.
Then why the fuck do you feel awkward taking the mirror and obliging her by upping the ante? What the fuck is wrong with you, man? How old are you, man? How old are you?
Nah, I'm 30. I just never, you know, I'm used to the, you know.
Listen, your fuck game is weak as fuck. I'm trying to help you become a man. Why do you guys, y'all guys, and sex, there's nothing awkward about what turns her on, sir? What is what turns her on got to do with you? But motherfucker, she's asked if putting a mirror between her fucking legs turns her on, how the fuck is that going to make you feel awkward?
Okay, I know what's the issue. All right. Because I'm thinking, like, all right, when I'm playing with the pussy and shit, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, like, that it don't be, you know, I could get her wet and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a good technique,
brother,
pretty much.
Think about it. Her feet are planted against the fucking wall. The mirror is between the wall and her ass cheeks. Or maybe on the pillow in tilted so she can see it.
You get
on the side of her. So that means you're facing her pussy. So that means she can watch your hands rub her pussy in the mirror. That's what gets her off.
I think I'm just overthinking.
Dog, again, your poisonous, weak thoughts. All you got to do is follow the playbook. What is the problem?
Right.
Will you stop thinking and just follow the playbook? She's telling you what gets her off. Utilize that shit. Have the lights dimmed down. Find some fucking 70s slow music on your fucking iPhone or whatever. Have that shit playing and give her an experience, motherfucker. What's wrong with you guys, man? Why are y'all so scared of pussy? Talking about awkward.
Performance anxiety, but I got you, bro.
If you just follow the playbook, there's no performance anxiety. You just follow the script. You got 15 minutes. Let me know when you get it. I'll send that shit right up to you, the fucking 101, the kissing and making out, where you can study a little bit of that shit and be ready to go. But if you're not ready to go, at least you have this mirror thing. While you have her naked, put her feet up against the wall, put the fucking mirror in there or tell her to adjust it the way you want to adjust it, and you get her off to your fingers. Do something.
All right, I got you. Yeah.
All right, man. Holler back, man. Peace. All right, man. Peace. Jesus Christ. This is what I'm saying. Y'all don't want to fuck, man. Steve, I have this woman that gives me 1-second replies. What's to link up there when I say for your North United? What? I don't want to. Why do y'all guys hate yourselves? Why would you allow a woman to be so disrespectful to you? And then you want to reward the disrespect by running behind the bitch? The woman gives you 1 second replies, meaning she doesn't like your fucking ass. And yet, why are you pushing the pendulum when she doesn't even want you? What the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you insisting on being with somebody that doesn't fucking respect you? And you know this woman through your mother, and so fucking what? I don't give a fuck if she hangs out with elves and shit. What the fuck? Why do I care? Sir, please read what you said and get the fuck out of your own ego and self-importance and look at what you said. You get 1 second replies. And she ignores you. Does that mean she wants to A, fuck you, B, suck your dick, or C, realize you're a creepy loser that's thirsty and desperate and is not a fucking man in her eyes? What the fuck can you not? What? I don't understand. I don't get you motherfucking modern males. I don't get you modern males. How is it that you can't read the writing on the wall when you ain't got motherfucking game? You ain't under my wing. You ain't in my fucking dojo. And yet you think that a woman wants to fuck you when she sends you 1 second messages and ignores you? Are y'all is he fucking with me? He gotta be fucking with me. He can't be fucking with me, dog. Is this a real question? God. All right. Let me explain it to you, brother. Get your crayon out. Let me explain it to you. The woman that saw you said to herself, I want to fuck that guy. I want to fuck him. I want to suck his dick. I want his cum all over my face and my body. So I'm going to walk over to him. And from the moment you opened your weak fucking mouth, she knew that you didn't know how to handle her, the pussy, or tell her what to do. You fucked it up. Okay, she came up to you. Now she's ignoring you. What do you think is the cause of that? You! The fucking... What? She approached you first. So what? Look, women will do that sometimes. They'll say, I want to fuck... Hey, look. She probably looked at your package or your lip. She probably looked at your lips and say, damn, you look like he's a pussy. Look at those pussy-eating lips. Ooh, I want those lips on me. Damn, look at his package, or look how he walks, or his butt, and all that shit women think of. But then you opened up your fucking mouth. And when you opened up your mouth, you told her you don't. Look, she wanted this. Hey, bitch, get your ass over here and suck this dick. Right? That's what she thought. But then you opened your mouth. You was like, well, oh my God, it's a girl. Oh, she's coming over here. Okay, get it together. Oh my God, it's a girl. It's a girl. Oh, shit. Okay, who? Hi. Yeah, my name is Brandon. Are you really a girl? Are you actually a girl? Oh my God, she's actually a girl. why are you talking to me? With all these other guys, why are you talking to me? As soon as you open your fucking mouth, she knew you were shit. So it doesn't matter if she walked up to you or you walked up to her. You're the fucking problem. And you can't even see that shit. You fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? I can't believe this shit. It's crazy. Jesus. Because you have no self-worth and you don't have a belief in yourself, every decision that you have reinforces the lack of self-worth and the lack of self-belief. Every thought you have reinforces the lack of self-belief and the lack of self-worth that creates a limiting behavior that sways your perception and your reality, sir, because you're not a student of the game. See, when you're a student of the game, you must literally, not because you can't kill him because he's not actually there, you must be actually reborn again or go in your fucking dungeon and unlock you again. You cannot be a student of the game the way you are right now because you don't believe in you. And someone that believes in himself cannot teach someone who doesn't believe in himself, because you're going to be the one that's going to try to tell me what you fucking think. You're going to be the one that's going to be questioning the shit I tell you to do. And you are not, that means that you're not worthy of information because you're questioning success. Because success to you is making excuses, sitting on your ass and not taking risks. That's success to you. But success to a fucking man has nothing to do with the woman. But your successes are based on what she does to you. And that's why a lot of you guys will never be students of the game, because a lot of guys don't understand that shit. Yeah, Red flies on their heads. Let's see what he's saying. Oh, tell me what the thing is. The thing is, when I was speaking to her on text, I was quite blunt and direct. Brandon, can you call in? Brandon, tell me, what did you say that was so blunt and direct? Please, Brandon. Before I say anything, Brandon, just let me know what you said that was blunt and direct. Please. No, seriously. Just type it real quick. Tell us what you said to her. Come on, Brandon. Tell us what you said to her. That's all I want to know, Brandon. Either call in B or just tell us what you said to her. Please, just real quick. Just real quick. Okay? Just real quick. Yeah, call in. Yeah. Please, call in. It's free. Come on. Someone call in. I got you. I'm not going to bite your head off. I promise. I got you. It's free. Come on. Call in, B. I got you, man. We got you. I got you covered over here. Because I want you to win, brother. I'm not here to be a dick. I got you, man. Just call in, B. I got you, man. I got you covered. I want to help you with this. I'm not here to get on your ass, but I need to show your game, and I need you to show the thinking, because you can't see what I'm about to show you, but I'm going to break it down to you. I got you covered. Now, I appreciate you calling in because you want to learn, and I got you. So don't worry. I'm not going to bite your head off, but I'm going to teach you. And I got all you. Shout out to all my meat peel dogs out there. Shout out to you motherfuckers. Guys, I got a lot of shit out jotting down that poo, down the tube. I'm going to send you the testimonial. I got a video, and I've got the me in high school interview, okay? Okay, Brandon. Look, Brandon, this is what I'm going to do. Listen, send me your email. Send me your number in the UK. Okay, you're in the UK. Hey there, governor. Blow East, send me your number. Look, give him the email address. Guys, give him the email address of the thing. Brandon, send me your email address and I'll call you, okay? I'll take the calls. You're in Blow East, England. I'll call you, bruv. I'll call you, okay? So just send me your number on email. Don't put it in here, okay? Okay? Just send me your number on email, and I promise I'll call you, okay? I got you. Because I really want to help you and show you where you're fucking up, brother. I got you. I got you, bruv. I got you. The email. Guys, give me the email real quick. Right, let me say it. Here's the email, bro. Let me pull that shit up so they can beat me to it. Here's the email right here. Right there. Oh, shit. I'm going to get it big. Where that motherfucker at? Here's that bitch at. Here you go right here, bro. Send the email. Shit. Right there, brother. Right there. There it is. Email me right there with your number, okay? Now I'm going to take the hit. Let me go ahead and grab my motherfucking cake-ass phone. Oh, I got 28 bars on that bitch. All right, let me go ahead. Let me connect my phone. Let me connect my phone to my fucking Rodecaster. All right, let me check and see if I can hear some music on that bitch. Let me play a little bit of music and shit while you're doing it. We're waiting on you, dog. Let me just see if we got some music on this bitch. Oh, let me just put some music on this shit. Hold on, let me see here. Hold on, give me a second. Let me go to the show. Let's see if we can play something here. Come on, let's see if we play something. See if anything plays. Oh, yeah. All right, let's play something else. Hold on. That works. Okay, let me see. Hold on, next will be. Let me see the sonata too. I'm going to go like this, waiting on them. Here we go. It works. Hold on. Let me get this thing. Try to understand if you can that I'm a freakaholic in a body of a man trying to freak everybody any day. At any case, I just want to play. So how much pussy I like to lick you say? If I was a woman, yeah, you know I would be gay. Sure, I am a man, and I'm down with that. So I'm going to chill and lick before I tap. I want to touch you in places we're facing another direction. Caress, touch, and taste from below the waist. I want to pet the cat and make you purr from the back. Open up that ass and tap the cat. Are you down with that? Yeah, are you down with that? Lick before I tap, hold ya. Trying to daze, trying to praise in this motherfucking game. I'm trying to tease, trying to make, trying to do all the things that you want me to do. So come over here and let me solve the clues. I'm sorry. All right, we're good. It works. Okay, it works, guys. It works. Okay, hold on a second. So it works. So let me go ahead and grab him now. Okay, sorry, guys. I just wait for him to send me the number so I can call him and shit, okay? Hold on a second. So let's see here. Give me a second here. Let me grab his number so I can block and call him in England. So I block and call him in England. Hey, there, governor, let me block and call you. Let me see here. All right, I got his number right here. All right, I'm going to call him. All right, guys, let me call him real quick. I got it, brother. I was just waiting for you to do it. I just fucking around on the mic and shit. Here we go. Let me call you, dog. We got you. Let's go ahead and call you, dog. Gonna call Bloody England. Hello, governor. Bloody England. Come on, Mike. Fuck. Oh, I changed it. Fuck. Come on, put some shit in. See here. That should do it, right? Okay, shoot. I was like, fuck. All right, here we go. All right, let me get his number. All right, we're about to call England. We're about to call Bloody England. Okay, all right, so let me dial his number right now. Here we go. All right, here we go. Calling him right now. Hey, what's up, bruv? All right, talk to me. All right, so your mother's friend came up to you, and what did she say to you? All right, break it down. and said what? Okay, stop. Call it one thing at a time. Let's call it. What did she say to you? Well, we listen. The only way I can help you and let people understand, what did she say to you? What? Okay, stop. 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 What? Okay, listen, brother. We got to break this down bit by bit, okay? And I want to educate you doing everything because you're fucked up from the beginning. So I need to know what she said to you because everything you say and everything you do is going to put you on a pathway, okay? So everything counts, okay? Everything's important, okay? So what did she say to you? Okay, stop right there. What did you say in reply to her? Fail. What do you think she said? Well, all right, I'm going to tell you what you think I would say to her if she said that to me. You know what? You're right. You haven't seen me right now. You haven't seen me right now, but guess what? I'm going to be free later on tonight at 7 o'clock, and I'm going to give you a few hours to see more of me. And if you're on your best behavior, you'll get to see more of me the next day. Okay? So that's just no. I don't give a fuck with this. Stop. Caller. No, I don't want you. I don't want your weak thought. We're gonna just go over this. So that was strike one. Okay. So you fucked that up. I'll show you where you should have said. Now, what's the next thing she said to you? What's the next thing she said to you? Okay. And what did you say? All right, stop right there. You know what I tell her? I tell her I'm a student of the University of Learning how to make you smile, laugh, and blush, and I'm going for my master's degree in that. All right. So you can see. Oh, no. I'm just showing you the difference between talking to her versus talking at her. Because all you're doing is properly answering her fucking question. I'm not answering her fucking questions. Fuck her and her questions. But let's continue. What's the next thing she said? All right, of course, I would tell university, you know what my class is your Smile 101. And then after I go to your Smile 101, the next class I got to go to is your Blush 204. And then after I go to Blush 204, I got to go to Lab 303. And then once I get to those things, it comes down to me and you spending some time in my 404. Okay, so remember, you don't know her values, morals, and stuff. I didn't say nothing about fucking her. I didn't say anything about coming to my, I'm a smooth motherfucker. Ask yourself the question. Why didn't I try to get her back to my place? Why did I just use the information to spit flavor? See, if you would have said, let's go to my place, you would have failed, but let's keep going. So then what happened? Stop right there. See that smile right there? I guess we're in Smile 101 now. Allow me to be the teacher and make you smile a little bit more. Strike two. Okay, strike 55 for you right now. So after that, what happened? Wait. Stop. Caller. Listen. If I ask you what 2 + 2 is, don't tell me about how long you waited in line. Don't tell me about you giving Miss Crabtree an apple and all that fucking shit. Just answer the question. Now, let's go to your text message. Let's start with your text message from the top to the front. Let's start from the beginning. Who said what and what did they say? Okay, and what did you say? Stop. Okay, you asked why you're still asking. Well, you know what? You got me. Wait, stop. This is what I was saying to her. You know what? You got me. You win. Okay, I guess I need to answer your question. So meet me at 7 o'clock. at Lakes Bridge or Ass Cheeks, where we can spend some time together, and I can tell you what uni I go to, but that's going to cost a hug and an extra kiss. But I got you covered. I'll see you then. Okay, so you didn't do that. Okay, so you already on strike, whatever. So then what was the next thing she said next? Wait, no. You said pull up to your crib. She said when, and what the fuck did you say? No, stop, Gov. Blow E4 and stop. Listen, you just said pull up at my crib. She said when. What did you say, caller? Wait, call her. You just told that fucking woman to come over the fuck. Why are you going backwards? So instead of fucking, you wanted to bring a fucking, okay, wait. You want chicken over head? You want chicken over some ass? So you want some bloody chicken? You tell her to come over, but you're asking for some fucking chicken? Do you understand you want to come and replace me? You're going to get up on this dirt. But hey, you didn't want any pussy. He wanted to make you a fucking chicken. A fucking chicken? You just said, come to my fucking place. She said she was down. And you said, let's get a bloody fucking chicken. Chicken? Let's keep reading. No. Keep reading. You asked for some fucking chicken. All right, what did you say? What did you say when she said she make it? What did you say when you said she make it? What did you say? All right, stop. No. Wait, I got to tell you what I would say. You know what? Oh, wait, let me take this off. You know what? If you're going to make the chicken, which is cool and everything, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you some magic. I'm going to take some grand cinnamon rolls, and I'm going to make the perfect dessert to match that chicken. But the only difference between the dessert and the chicken that we're going to eat is that we're going to eat the chicken on the plate, but I'm going to eat the dessert off of you. Well, I'm a bad motherfucker because I'm talking to her. I'm going to utilize everything she's saying to benefit me. So if she's going to make that motherfucking chicken, then I'm going to make that dessert. We will eat the chicken off of a plate, but I'm going to use your body as my dessert plate where I eat the food off of you. So then what happened? What happened after that? Why not tonight? Wait. What were you doing? No. What were you doing? wait. Were you doing business shit around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock? What time you get out to uni? So you're there from midnight to the morning? What fucking university are you in? Okay, all right. I understand you're doing your business stuff. Okay, so you all right, that's cool. So you wanted to fuck the next day. Oh, the next day, right? All right, so then what did you say? I don't want to hear the excuses. What did you say next? Okay, stop right there. Wait. Stop right there. This is what I would say. What I want you to do is send me a picture so I can tell you, matter of fact, how great of a time we're going to have. But because I got a lot of business to take care of tonight, what I'm going to do is I want to see you tomorrow, and I'm going to make it up to you because I know you want to see me right now. But because I can't make it right now, now I've got to make it up to you. So that's going to be an extra rub, an extra hug, an extra kiss, or an extra orgasm. No, you ain't. Wait. You don't need my wall. You don't need to explain shit. And we just listen to this. You don't need to explain this weak shit you're saying. I'm just telling the guys the difference between you talking at her and all I'm doing is talking to her. I'm telling her what the fuck the deal is. So now, what happened next? God damn it, turn this shit off. All right, good. So then what? All right, let's book. Okay. All right, wait. You. Okay. And what did you say? All right, stop. All right. You know what? Your boy would have said. Let me see if I can turn this shit off. Turn off notifications. All right, here we go. This is what I would have said, Gov. And I've done this before. I've had several women. Okay. Hey, M Dog, just send me your email address and I'll call you. If you're in the UK, you're overseas, just send me your email address and your number and I'll call you. But what I'm saying to you, Big Dog, is this. I've had women in your situation that we knew we were going to get to fucking, right? But because of circumstances of her job and stuff like that, she couldn't fuck. But what I said to her is, you know what? Can I give you a sample of what it's like to be with me sexually? Do you want to play? They're like, shit, well, what are you talking about? I said, do you want to play? Some of them say yes, some say no. But the ones that say yes, go in the bathroom, pull down your panties, take your panties off, and go to your fucking desk. Take your phone, put it on vibrate, and take the edge of your phone and slide it between the lips of your pussy where it comes up from the lips and it hits the clit. And all I want you to do, I'm going to give you 5 minutes, and I want you to slide that phone right between your lips for the edge to touch your clit. And all I'm going to do is keep dialing her number and let that shit vibrate. Now I'm just showing you. So I want to give her, let her know that even though I can't touch you physically, I can touch you in different ways. So I would have utilized her being busy at work as a way to give her a sample and then let her know that when you're not busy, let me know the door is open. You see what I'm saying? See, you see where you're fucking up and failing? Because everything you're doing is playing defense. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's why she ain't want to fuck with you. What's up? Of course she did because there was never a situation that you took what she said to make her smile, laugh, blush, think, react, or feel sexy. You were just a boring Bob saying boring things. And if you notice everything I said, it wasn't being disgusting and mean and shit like that. I was just being smooth in a motherfucker, showing her that I'm that shit and you with the right motherfucker because I'm about to fuck your world up. I don't give a fuck if it's a female Sasquatch, Bigfoot, or Loch Ness Monster. I'm going to get that bitch off. What are you talking about? Stop making excuses. You're making excuses. I don't give a fuck if it, okay. Do you understand that I fucked a lot of my sister's friends? Do you get that? Do you know people I know have fucked some of their mother's friends and shit? What the fuck are you talking about? It's me mom's bloody friend. Fuck, I don't give a fuck. You know, I started watching Gigolo on Showtime, and you know what? Oh, I can understand that little boy's life. You know, in the beginning of life? Of the show, the little boy is in the trailer park, right? And there are two trailers. One, his mother's in the trailer, and the other one's an older chick. And the older chick always goes to the mom and says, you know what? I need your son to help me with fixing something in the sink. And you know what the mother says? Hey, go help her out. And he goes in there every day and fucks the shit out of that lady. I know some of y'all think, oh, man, that's terrible, blah, blah, blah. But you're talking to somebody that's been fucking since he was 13 with older women. So I get where he's going. I get that. That's why I am the way I am, because I got thrusted into pussy, dog. It was this beautiful because I was that motherfucker. What I'm saying to you is that you're making nothing but excuses, okay? M-Dog, I'm going to call you in 1 second. All right, but I got to call another mate of yours. So are you good? Call her. Can you call her right now? Call her right now. I'll tell you what to say. You want to win? Do you want to win? Do you want? I got my. Hey, hold on. Do you want? Wait. No. Do you want to win? Yes or no? I'm only gonna ask. Do you want to win? No. Wait. I just need to know if you do want to win. I tell you, dude, you'll call her right now. Do you want to win? All right, call her right now. And I'm going to tell you exactly what to say. You'll go call her three-way. You ready? Okay, bye. Goodbye. I'm not wasting my time. That's what I'm saying. I can get you some pussy, and yet you don't want it. I just gave the opportunity. You got a shark on your shoulder that can put some flavor in that bitch's ear to get her back on track. And we have blowing up that don't fucking name, boy. I don't know, Mike. I shit fucking name. Oh, they never want blowing calling, Mike. Ain't that mean? If it blowing calling, the women fucking fight. All that stupid ass shit. Let me call this other guy. Then y'all want it? Do y'all see y'all ain't trying to fuck? I could have got that guy on the right track. And I asked him, does he want, oh wait, hold on, I called him again. Let me hang this shit up. Wrong guy. All right, let me call the other guy up. Guys, see, y'all see. All right, Gov, call the next guy up in the UK, in the block in UK. I'm going to call you right now and see what you got to fucking say. And the reason I do this is because all you British actors are coming over to America. I see y'all motherfuckers, yeah, we're gonna kick their asses and shit. We're gonna kill them motherfuckers. And then they're on the interview like, so how did you like your part? Well, I brought you say that. I took your bloody part. And I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, anyway, here we go. We'll call the next guy up, UK. Call you up, dog. Come on. Let's go. Greyhound, call in, motherfucker. All right. Yeah, hey, turn me down the back. All right, what's up, Gub? Yeah, I got you, Gub. Well, how can I help you, brother? What's up? No, you're not tired. No, wait. You're not tired. This is a choice you make. There's no such thing as being tired. Everything you do is a choice. You feel like? Well, tell me how you feel. Well, tell me how you feel. Wait. Caller. Get a piece of paper out. All right, draw that circle. Draw a circle in the middle of paper. Okay, in the circle, write I am. And outside the circle, write I do. Now, you telling me you're good at things, is that an I am or I do? Then it doesn't fucking matter what your I do's are. So why are you telling about the shit you're good at? You ain't good at yourself. You're good at doing things, which is I do, but you're not good at yourself, which is an I am. Do you not understand that? Do you not understand that? You feel like, bluntly tell me, how do you fucking feel? Tell me about your feelings. Wait. Is your age an I do or I am? No, is it an I do or an I am statement? No, it's an I do. Your fucking age doesn't, what does your age got to do with the fact you ain't got no game? So why are you telling about your age? So that's another strike. You're telling about miscellaneous shit that doesn't matter. So keep going. Well, what habits have you chose to pick up? What I do's have you picked up? What's fucking your life up? Wait, you say porn? Wait, how does porn fuck your life up? Caller, all right, caller. Wait, give me a second. I want everybody to feel my plight and my pain. Hold on, give me a second, caller. I got to show everybody before I tell you this shit, because I want everybody to understand my pain, okay? All right, give me a second, because I wanna show everybody my pain and my plight, okay? While you're telling me this sob story of porn. Because guess what? I was messing with girls, and I still watch porn, okay? Wait a second. Let me show you my little addiction I had and shit when I was small. Let me find that bitch. All right, let me see if I can find that shit. Let me see if I can say that shit. No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. I'm not being a dick here. I'm being serious. Hold on. Let me find that bitch. No. Wait, I got you. Hold on. I want everybody to see what the fuck I had to go through and shit. Hold on. I'm trying to find the right thing. So when I was young, fuck, why are these all these weird? Hold on. Let me see here. Let me see if this shit will work. Save as. Good. Okay. Let me show you my, okay. So when I was young, okay, I was kissing girls, touching girls and messing around, but I was watching, well, this is my first porn that I watched. Okay. And I watched this shit a lot. Okay. Let me show you. Let me show all the guys and guys don't laugh at me because I'm being serious. This is not me being a dick or being funny, but let me show you my first porn that I watched. Okay. So my porn that I watched on TV. Okay. Every time I tried to watch porn on TV in the 80s, it was just a blurred screen. I couldn't even see the fucking going on. You see what I'm saying? All I saw was the blurry, squiggly lines and maybe a titty here and there. Okay? But just because I watched porn did not control me because watching porn is an I do, right? It's not an I am. So how can an I do control you? Why are you saying that you have a porn addiction? Why do you say that? It's a lie. What is a porn addiction? That you can't stop watching porn? Stop. How is that an addiction? What is wrong with watching porn? Let me ask you a question. This is going to shock you. All right. When you watch porn, can a woman ask you what 1 + 1 is? No. If you have addiction to porn, a woman asks you what 1 + 1 is, what would you tell her? And if a woman walked up to you and asked you what 2 + 2 is, what would you tell her? So what does you watching porn have to do with you communicating with women? You don't even want to talk to women, right? No, stop. My friend, porn is not the problem. You just don't want to. Okay. Let me tell you what you're doing. I'm going to use gummy bears. I eat a lot of gummy bears. But because I'm too chicken shit to learn myself and talk to women, guess what? I don't talk to women because I eat too many gummy bears. You see how fucking stupid I sound? I don't talk to women because I eat gummy bears. I don't talk to women because all they do is I got to eat gummy bears. But call her. Didn't I tell you your personal perspective is why you lose? Because you have loser thoughts that keep you in a loser situation. So your thoughts are your problem because you have low self-worth and you don't believe in yourself. So whatever you're saying is reinforcing what the fuck you are. So what you're doing is because You want to use porn? Porn is fun. There's nothing wrong with porn. Watch all the porn you want to watch, guys. It doesn't stop you. You stop you. But the sad thing is you're using poor porn. Tell me, what did porn do to you? What did poor porn do to you to make you hate yourself so much? What did porn do? Didn't porn pleasure you? Didn't porn give you pleasure? Didn't porn look out for you when you wanted to get a nut? Porn is your fucking friend. So why would you blame porn for your fuck up, sir? No, there's no, okay, look. There's no congruency between porn and your fucking loser mindset. Porn is something you do. That's not who you are. You want to see, listen. You want to run away from who you are by using porn as an excuse. That's what you modern motherfuckers do. You run away from yourself by making a fucking excuse. Because look, dog, if it ain't porn, I'm a chipmunk and I eat I eat nuts all day. Oh, hey, squirrel, you know what? It's your fault why I can't get women. Wait a second, what do? I just run in the yard. I just run the yard, Gov. I don't do anything. No, it's your fault why I'm so sorry. It's your fault why I can't talk to women. Do you hear how fucking crazy I sound right now? Do you hear how fucking this crazy? Come on, man. All right. Caller. If you want to be a lawyer, you go to law school. If you want to be a doctor, you go to medical school. So if you want to learn game, do you think you go to a cook, a fucking cleaner, or a coach that can show you some game? So then what's the... Sir, you don't even know what game is. That is your issue. What do you think game is? What do you think game is? No, you just said it's not my issue. I don't want to learn game. What do you think game is? Nope. We don't give a fuck about the world. Nope. Not even how you talk to women. Game is all about the communication with yourself, sir. So why wouldn't you want to learn game? But see, you automatically said you didn't want to agree with that. All right, caller. I guess you don't. Okay, caller. You remember, you don't know what you don't know. All right, I want you to listen to me. See, when you learn game, keyword, when you learn game under a mentor, okay, what happens is you begin to collect groups of things in your mind. You're a detective, your studio, your film room, your guide, your boarding room, your warrior, your mental gym, your creativity, your culinary school, your library, your government, your scribe, your amusement park, your marketing team, your blacksmith, and I can go on and on and on and on. But see, here lies the problem. You don't know what you don't know until you fucking become a student and learn game. Because the only way you're going to break free of the way you fucking think is to learn is to be under somebody who is actually free. Does that make any sense? Right. So you're not free right now. So your thinking is you're a slave to yourself. Right, so you must become a student of game. Not just ask a question, be a student. Because anybody can ask, well, what's the next letter that comes after the letter A? Anybody can answer that question. But nobody's going to teach you the A's, the B's, the phonics, and how you put them together and all that other stuff. And Cal, please shut the fuck up and I'll explain. Hold on. Cal, I'm going to get to you, your fucking dumbass, in a second. But you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand you can watch as much porn as your heart desires? Do you understand how much pussy I used to get? And guess what? I still jerked off. I still watch porn. I got tons of pussy. I just feel like knocking one off. And I did that all the time. So porn ain't got shit to do with it. But see, what you got to understand is what the construct of the internet, what it has done, it has hooked in you fucking fools to think that porn is the problem. Porn is not the problem. Porn isn't the problem. It will never be the problem because there's nothing wrong with porn. Because women masturbate to porn. Women masturbate all the time to porn, so there's nothing about it. There's nothing wrong with that. Do you see women complaining about that shit? You know they masturbate more than us, right? They're always knocking one off. They're always rubbing their pussy. Is it either in the shower, when they wake up in the morning, while they're driving to work, in the middle of work, and when they go home? They're always getting their fucking nut off. So do they get around and say, well, you know, I'm going to no-fap this shit because I shouldn't be jerking off? No, they're going to get their nut off. So what is the problem with porn? Tell me. Brother, that's not your, okay, brother, again, that's not your problem. You're missing the point. Your problem is you live in the world of I do. You're letting what you do define who the fuck you are. That's you weak motherfucker's problem, Cal. Gotta throw that dumbass in here. See, when you ain't got no motherfucking game and you don't even know who the fuck you are, you're gonna look to everything as a fucking excuse. You are not porn unless you think you're porn. But you don't know your I am because you didn't even know about that shit. You thought what you're doing is your I am. So let me ask you a question. What is the difference between you jerking off and getting a nut watching porn, okay, and having a woman come over your house every day to fuck you and get your nut? What's the difference? Isn't the common denominator the nut? That's the end result, right? Right? No. Wait. If the end result is a nut is a nut no matter how you get it, right? So why are you drawing apples and oranges here? The nut is the end result. Am I correct? So however you get your nut. So what you're saying is, if you get a woman over your house every day, you be like, hey, Bloody Steve, I got a problem. I'm fucking all these bloody women and I'm nutting all the bloody time. I've got a problem. I've got a fucking problem. I'm fucking all these bloody women and I'm nutting all the time. That's what you're saying. Wait, what? You got to speak. Okay, hear what you're saying. Do what? And overindulging in sex? I am sex. So how can I overindulge in me? Do you know that I every day create new sexual shit to do? Do you understand that? Every day I concoct new ways to make her pussy wet, make her come, make her suck my dick and submit to me. So what am I a problem because I am sex? I am sex. So what are you talking about? So I shouldn't overindulge in me? I didn't say that was my dude. That's my I am. I didn't say an I do. It's my mindset. I am. Okay. What the fuck do you want to be? Gay? What do you want to be? Wait, you want to be someone that, wait, you want to be what? You want to be someone who does what he wants to do. Sir, you are somebody that's doing what he wants to do. What the fuck are you talking about? Are you not waking up every morning and getting out of your fucking bed because you want to do it? Yes. Are you not opening the door because you want to go through the door? Yes. Are you not grabbing your car keys because you want to grab them? Yes. Do you not get in your car because you want to drive it? So what the fuck are you talking about? You are doing what you want to do. What the fuck are you talking about? No. You're telling me your thought. You're telling me everything, dog. Look, brother, you are doing exactly what you want to do. So what do you mean you want to do what you want to do? Wait. I want to be a slave to my desires. And you know what? I'm an alcoholic. And I'm a crack. I got a drug addiction. You know that? I'm an alcoholic and I have a drug addiction. Did you know that, caller? Oh, yeah. Well, no. You want to know why? Hey, and guess what? I don't drink and I don't do drugs. But I'm an alcoholic and I got a drug addiction. You want to know why? Because I'm cracked out on motherfucking me. I get drunk off of fucking me. And that's what you're not understanding, because everything you're saying is from a weak position, because you can't see game for what it is, man. You're talking about you don't want to be this and you don't want to be that. Well, listen, hey, all right, let me give you the bad news. Being a man, the women are going to throw the pussy at you all the time. They want to fuck you, have babies by you. They're going to want to marry you. They're going to want to leave their husbands, boyfriends, fiancés, and the guys they live with to be with you. They're going to get jealous. They're going to get mad. They're going to want to suck your dick. They're going to buy you shit. But, hey, you don't want that life, then this is not the place for you. And I'm just letting you know, once you learn game, that's the bad news. They're going to cry when you don't call them. And when you don't talk to them, they're going to feel like you're getting rid of them. They're going to call you and say, I'm sorry. They're going to ask why you're mad. They're going to ask, why aren't you talking to me? But I'm sorry. This comes with being a man. So if you don't want those things, then be what you are right now. But you just said you don't want those things. Wait. Call it. This is what you just said. Stop. I think. So let me ask you a question. If you think at a level fucking one, what kind of fucking answer you think you're going to get? A 10? Sir, listen, sir, again, this is where you're going wrong. The problem is you're thinking from a weak fucking position because you've never been taught game to kill that side of you that's fucking you over. Your thoughts are why you're fucking up, because all you're doing is thinking on how to be a loser. I'm not calling you a loser. I'm saying you got loser thoughts. When you learn game, wait, call it, listen. When you learn game, it's weird. You begin to think like a fucking man. And you begin to clear out your fucking perception. And right above you is a force. It's a beautiful force that you clear out. And you create your kingdom. And you live by your laws, rules, and codes where you're not a fucking victim. But see, you can't see that right now. Because right now you don't believe in your fucking self. You have no self-worth, limiting beliefs, and you have low self-of-fucking-esteem. That's why you can't see it. You can't, wait. The answer is yes and no. You can't do it yourself. Because if you could, it would have already been done. You can't do it. So what you got to do, like my little 9-year-old, when I was 9, How old do you think I am right now, Colin? How do I? How old do you think I am? How do I look? I look 27 to you? I look about 27? I'm 51. I'm 51. Caller. Since I was 9 years old, I knew nothing. But at 9 years old, I pushed aside my ego and self-importance and realized I knew nothing. And I took on a mentor to show me beyond my thinking how deep my thinking can be for myself. Because I didn't know what I didn't know. I only knew what I saw. That was my reality. But those that are successful are not going to give you the fucking information absolutely free. People don't do that shit. But my mentor put me through the gauntlet, and I showed I was worthy of the information. Then I had to bust my ass to learn the information, to learn me. Because the me that I was at 9 is not the me that I am today. The me that I am today is not going to be the me tomorrow. The me that I am today was not the me yesterday. That's what you don't see, because I'm always evolving. I never stop growing. You have stopped and went backwards because you don't understand game. That's the problem. You need to push it. See, your self-beliefs and how you feel, your limited behaviors, is self-sabotaging you, making you think you don't need anybody. You can figure it out yourself. But as you can see, you think porn is the problem. You think all these other things are the problem. I'm telling you, it's not the problem. And you can't even see that shit. Porn is not the problem. Okay, how can you make your own reality when you don't even know about your core? How can you make your own reality when you don't know about your scribe, your government, your marketing team, your culinary school, your student? How can you know? You don't know what you don't know. And that's your limitation, because your limitation stops with your thinking. And it goes backwards in your jail because of the lack of belief you have in yourself. You cannot grow by yourself. Caller, I'm a student of the game. I will always be a student again because I am endless. I cannot even finish scratching the fucking surface of me. It is so beautiful. Oh, my God. It's beautiful. But you want to know why? Because I realize I can't do it myself. And the only way I can find myself is someone who has been where I need to go so they can get me there or show me how I get myself there. Do you see that's how game works? It's not just say, do this, do that. It's saying, take this, form that, fix that, and create it for yourself. But you don't see it right now. You can't see it because you're not a student. Because I'm just telling you, that's the problem with being a man. Your problem's going to start after a Halloween. That's when the problem's going to start. Because at that point, 3 are going to call you to say, I want you to come over and eat Thanksgiving at my place. 3 are going to say, I want you to come over I want to come to your place and cook for you. 4 are going to say, you know what? I want you to come in over to Thanksgiving at my parents' house to have Thanksgiving over there. That's where your problem's going to come in at. Then after Thanksgiving, same thing with Christmas. Same thing with the New Year's Eve. Same thing with Valentine's Day. So your problems are about to start when you have game after October. But I'm being honest with you. That's the bad thing. You're going to have to literally take names, put them in a hat, and pick a name because everybody wants your fucking time. Everybody wants to be around you. And when they can't be around you, they're going to cry. And if they can't get with you, they're going to say, well, can I come over earlier that day? Or can I see you after Thanksgiving? Or can I do? I'm telling you, you don't understand the problem. You think porn is a problem? Wait till you get these women that want to be with you. And when they can't be with you, it's like fucking death. Well, you don't even understand. You think porn is a problem? Oh, shit. You don't know what problems are. I miss you. I love you. I care about you. Why aren't you talking to me? What did I do wrong? Can I see you right now? Can I bring you something? Can I cook for you? Are you busy? Can I bring you lunch at your job? Can we go out for lunch? Can we go talk? I need to talk to you about something. There's something on my mind. That's your problem. And if you don't want to be a man, then stay away from this. Because this is going to be your life. I'm being honest with you. Right. Listen, it doesn't end. Because what do you do when you're fucking a woman? Then all of a sudden she says, you know what? I want to be with you. Or I want to leave him for you. Or you know what? Can I just taste it? Can you shoot it in my mouth? Shoot it on my eye, my hair, my back, so I can just rub your juices into my skin? Wait, what are you going to do when they say that shit? What are you going to do when they say, oh, shit, you know what? Hey, I saw your Instagram or your Facebook page, and I see you like those shoes. Well, I need your address so I can send you a pair. What's your size? What's your shoe size? Who wants that, right? You don't want that, right? Even when you have that, you're still going to jerk off. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It doesn't matter if you've got this thing. You're still going to jerk off, and it doesn't matter. Caller. If you don't want to jerk off, don't do it. I'm just saying that there's nothing wrong with doing it, okay? There's nothing wrong with doing it, okay? Oh, wait, you online? Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Wait a second, Greyhound. I'm sorry. Wait, so caller. Wait, hold on, caller. I got to make Greyhound. Wait, Greyhound. I see Greyhound. I got you, dog. So let me grab this call, caller. We're going in circles, okay? So I'll probably call you back, but let me finish this up, okay? I got to grab this call, okay? All right, thank you, brother. I'm sorry, Greyhound. Let me bring you in. I apologize. How can I help you, Greyhound? What's up?
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
I'm living in my world. How are you doing?
I'm great. My real question for calling in was like how you was talking about, I guess, getting stuff back on track. So for me, I find that an issue I have. I'm trying to figure out how to get a situation back on track without putting myself in
What situation do you have?
Okay. Right now, ultimately, to summarize it, unless you really want me to go all the way into detail.
Well, summarize, because I know you got to go. Wait, I got on break. So what? Summarize it. What's going on?
So me and her went out. We've been talking back and forth. We were calling, text, you know, back and forth.
What were y'all talking about through your text? Let's take it down. We got to break that shit down. What were y'all talking about?
Okay, hold on. Let me just go to the messages because I like.
Yeah, go to the message. Let's hear this shit so I can tell you where you fucked up and what you should have said to her. All right, guys, we reset the lines. I got y'all, motherfuckers. Let's hear this shit. And before we do this, guys, I want to make sure y'all understand the rule of Jill Jones, because this guy, I promise you, ain't talking to the woman. Remember.
Do you want to start from the beginning, or where would you like me to start?
Okay, now go ahead. Now read your message. Let's hear your text message.
Should I start from the beginning? Because it's not
Yeah,
many.
Start from alpha. Start from the first domino, because please understand this. I want y'all guys to understand this. All my guys out there, describe this shit. Everything you say and do will put you on a pathway to get pussy or to be her best friend, period. Everything you do, every move you make. So tell me, caller, what's up? Let me put straight this shit up.
Okay, so the way we met, I was standing at the car wash cleaning my car out. I seen her cleaning her car or whatever. So once I got done, I went over there, talked to her, introduced myself to her.
What'd you say to her?
She was kind of bent over, like that.
Stop! I didn't ask you if she was bent up. Wait, listen, God, I do you like that. Listen, brother. I just need you to answer the question. Don't set up the shit.
Okay.
Just what did you say, so then I can show you what I would have said. So what did you say to the woman at the car wash?
Excuse me. Hold on. I'm trying to recall.
If you don't remember, are you trying to pull some shit out of your hat?
I'm not, but I do talk to a decent amount of women. So, like,
stop. Okay. Did you get her number? Did you give her your number?
I gave her I gave her mine.
Okay, so when she called you, what did you do when she called you or texted you? What did she say?
She didn't call. She texted her name.
All right, what did she text you?
Just her name.
Okay, and what did you say when you got her name?
Called her like an hour or two later once I got back home doing the things.
What do you think I would have done?
I have no clue.
All right, watch this. Let's say her name was Samantha. Oh, Samantha from the car wash. You know what? I was just thinking about you. The way you washed that car was so goddamn sexy that I thought to myself, when we go on our first date together at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, I'm trying to figure out a way how you can wash my car the way you washed your car. I'm just do you see that right there? I'm just utilizing. Yeah, Tyler, do that. I'm just utilizing what happened. You didn't do that. Strike one. So then what did you say to her?
So that's when I called her. She didn't answer. But then she ended up calling me back. I was busy. Then when I got home, I called her again. And then that's when I said, I don't want to necessarily have the whole conversation, but ultimately we set up a date for that same night. We went to go get ice cream, right?
All right, so when you got ice cream, wait. How did you ask for ice cream? How did you set up the date?
It was over the phone, so it was
How did you set up the date? Just tell it. I don't give a fuck if it's a smoke signal or a dove. How did you set that shit up?
Say, let's go get some ice cream tonight. It'll give us a chance to get introduced.
Baby, you know what? I ain't tell you about this ice cream place called Carl T's. What I love about Carl T's, it's a great ice cream place because it seems like, unlike 31 Flavors, Baskin-Robbins, and Marble Slab, Carl T's, it seems like, because I checked, they add a little bit more fat content to the ice cream that makes it that much good. And you know what? I'm going to be at Carl T's Thursday at 7 o'clock, and I would love for you to accompany me. So not only can you get a taste of that ice cream, you can get a taste of what it's like to be with me. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I do.
If you notice, I'm constantly setting me up. I'm constantly driving her exactly where I want to take her. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No depth, but I keep going. So you asked her about, all right, so you set the thing up. So what happened as far as did you go to ice cream?
Yeah, we did.
So what happened when you sat down? Or you ordered your ice cream?
When we ordered the ice cream, you know, what necessarily information do I need to give?
What did you do? And I'm going to show you where you went wrong. What did you do when you ordered ice cream? You just ordered your ice cream, right? That's correct. You just ordered, am I correct?
No, we was having a conversation from when she showed up. She showed up in a little body suit.
So,
like,
what was your conversation while y'all walking and ordering the ice cream? What was y'all talking about?
All right, so we was actually on the phone for like 30 minutes before.
I didn't ask you that shit. I said when you got to the ice cream store, what the fuck were you talking about?
Okay, so when she got out of the car, I told her I like her little bodysuit that she got on. I said, we walked over. I was asking her what kind of ice cream you'll get, what kind you like. You know, that is going to tell me a lot about you. And then, can't necessarily remember what else, but then she was telling me about her day. So like, this is where I just let her, you know, vent it out, you know, talk about.
So then you ordered the ice cream, you sat down, right? Then you ordered your ice cream and sat down, right?
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you where you fucked up again. I'm walking with her going towards the waiter named Brandon. Hey, Brandon, how you doing, man? My name is Steve, and this is Samantha. Hey, Brandon, peep game. So I am minding my own business, and I saw this sexy thing washing her car. Hey, Brandon, look at this. Tell me, Brandon, if you saw this washing the car, when you put your beard? Yeah, I know. In fact, that's why I put my beard in. So listen, Brandon, after we order, I'm going to order our ice cream right now, Brandon, but peep game. What I want you to do is get one of those little fucking spoons and shit. When I come up and ask for a spoon, that's when I'm going for the kiss, okay? So you just be prepared. When I get back up here and ask for that spoon, that's when I'm going to make my move to see if the ice cream tastes better on her lips than it does a spoon, okay, B? Right, let's go ahead and order our shit. Do you see the difference right there, caller? Do you see the difference?
So, Steve, can I ask you this? Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Because I don't normally typically have problems with doing that with certain women, but she came off
want,
the right.
One thought, one mind, one way, right? One thought,
yeah.
One mind, one way. Every woman gets treated the same, so why would you treat her different?
She just didn't seem too comfortable with being touched right off the rip. Like,
no, when can you read her mind? When can you read her mind and know that?
It was more so context clues and what the things she said.
Wait, hold on, AG. I'm going to open the line back up. We'll open the lines up. Hold on, AG. Be patient, brother. The lines are down. We'll open them up in 1 second, AG. Hold on a second. Go ahead. Hold on, AG. I'll open up in a second. So tell me, what indication she gave you that she didn't want to be touched?
So she was telling me how the reason why she hit me up or whatever, she was telling me it's a big step. She don't normally, like, go out the house or do things or even associate with people. So she was saying, like, she liked the way I came up to her. It was real respectful, not doing too much, things of that nature. So she was telling me how, like, guys are always chasing after her just for sex and stuff like that and not really want to actually get to know
people.
Wait,
stop. And what did you say to her ass about that shit? What did you say to her?
And I told her, yes, I understand that. That's not
all right. You wonder, hey, you know what I would have said to her? You know what? I totally understand what you're saying. I mean, it's funny. Every woman that I run into, they're always throwing their bodies at me like I'm just a piece of meat or something like that. So I totally get what you're saying. But you know what? Even though I'm sexually attracted to you, sex isn't everything to a man like me. You know what? When I told you I want to get to know you in a more intimate way, intimacy could be a smile, laugh, or blush. And my biggest problem, like I said before, is that women are always just boring to me because they have no substance in there. And all I'm trying to see, does your character match how you look? Because I'm not here to fuck you, to be honest with you. So you never have to worry about me trying to force, manipulate, or deceive you because I'm not here trying to fuck you, which is going to build her curiosity to ask then, well, what are you here for? Well, what are you trying to do? Well, I'm going to just show you why you should be fucking me. That's the truth. I never try to fuck women. That's beneath me. I am very talented and very skilled in what I do. And the more you get to know me, the more you'll start to realize that you've got to prove more to me than I need to prove to you. Do you see the difference there, caller? Because I'm not being arrogant. I'm just being straight the fuck up. Do you see the difference?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. Because at that point, I would have threw her off because you know what? See, her expectation is every guy's trying to fucking get with her, right? But when's the last time she heard a motherfucker say, I ain't trying to get with you? If you think I'm those guys, I'm not that guy because I'm not trying to fuck you. And that's honest truth. I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm just showing you why you should fuck me. That's the honest truth. Why would I beg, barter, and try to manipulate you to do something that eventually you're going to want to do anyway? Do you see that?
Yeah.
All right, so then what happened?
So I'm a fast forward past the little ice cream thing because that went well. I could tell because we linked back up. She had to go. While she went on the ice cream date with me, she had dropped her kids.
What? All right, stop. What happened? What happened the night after? Okay, after the date was over, what did you do?
She went to go pick her kids up from the movies, dropped them back off at home, and then she met. I told her we can still. She wanted to meet back up with me, so I told her let's go out for drinks.
Okay.
Go to a bar, we can go sit down, you know, go out for drinks, that shit. So we went and did that.
We're going to meet for drinks? No, I got this great place called the Dangerous Russ. I know this great motherfucking place called the Dangerous Russ, and it's a very nice restaurant. And if you get your GPS out, it's going to be on the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth. And the thing I love about the Dangerous Russ is a nice, intimate place that has a nice jazz band, and it'll get to allow you and I to really connect with the sound of smooth music. Man, Dangerous Russ got a badass. It's a great place to go for wine. Do you see that right there? See the difference?
So you saying I just need to be more detailed? That's what you feeling like I need to do?
Detail is everything because y'all are not detailed. Detail is everything. Remember, all you're going to do is either you're going to paint a stick figure picture or you're going to paint a Mona Lisa. I was taught to utilize my mouthpiece to paint brush a situation so she can see what the fuck I am.
So from the start, I should be doing that and not waiting.
See, wait, I'm about to fuck your head up. Not from the start, before you even meet the bitch. Ooh, that was deep, huh? Before you even meet her, you should already have it together. Bess Human, can you look at my question for earlier? Send it again, Bess. I didn't see it. Let me see if I got it. Send it again, Bess. Send it again, Bess. I missed it. So, all right. So, what is going on with her right now?
So, what happened was this Saturday, we were supposed to go to the park because she was telling me how she walks around. She liked to walk around, and it, you know, it really helps her relieve her stress and, you know, calming for her. I said, we can go to the park this weekend. She was supposed to go out with her friend or something, she said.
Sir, why do you think you fucked up again? Just guess. I'm going to show you where you fucked up.
Detailed when I explained the situation of how we're going to go to the park and what's going to go on.
No. Okay. All right. I'm going to show you game. This is very important to understand because I'm the only one that teaches this. Nobody shows you this shit. Okay. What you don't understand is that you're taking her for what the fuck she's saying as truth, right? Yes, to her, the park is a way for her to get away, okay? But that's not the real truth. Remember, this is very important. Let me find it so I can show you. The problem is the park is her false reality of all she knows as a getaway. But why can't you be the park and have her get away by spending time with you? See, when she said that the park is her getaway, you're just following her false reality of what she sees the world as. You're following her edge of what she thinks her reality is. Do you see what I'm saying, caller? So you technically bought into that the park was her sanctuary to get away. What I'm saying is, I'm your sanctuary to get away because being with me goes beyond the park because I can be the park. So why go to the park when you can come spend some time with me? You see that caller?
Yeah, and I even told her that at one point, but
all right, when you told her, what happened when you told her?
So
I'll answer that question.
Let me ask that question you just asked. So you said what happened when you told her that. She said she was just irritated with her friend. She didn't want to, you know, bring that energy to me. And
No, wait. And what did you say when she said that to you?
No, that's when I told her that. That's when I told her, like.
All right, but wait a second. Now you threw another thing and you threw a wrench in this shit. Right, listen to me. I understand sometimes you have problems with your friends and all that other stuff. If you cannot come over here and allow me to take your mind off of things and allow me to give you a solution to help you take your mind off of things instead of going to the park, what I would love for you to do is make a nice warm bubble bath, get some candles and things like that, lay back in that bubble bath, let's go live on video where you and I can have a nice discussion while you relax in a nice warm bubble bath so I can take your mind off of things. Do you see that, dog? It's right there for the taking, dog. It's right there. There's nothing a woman can say that won't have me lead her where the fuck I want to go. I don't need to see your ass, and I don't need to see your titties in the bubble bath. I just need to see your face. Get in the bathtub. Get underneath the bubbles. Let's go live on video, and let's talk so I can take away whatever's on your mind if you don't want to come over here. Let me bring the circus to your mind. You see that caller?
Yeah.
There's nothing she can't say that I cannot utilize to benefit me. Because motherfuckers don't talk to him this way. Who's the last motherfucker that told a woman to do that and let's go live and just let me be next to you and talk while you're taking a nice bubble bath to relieve your stress? So you didn't do that. Keep going. So then what?
So then she had work in the morning. So I just told her good night. I said, well, good night. Next time, you know.
Where'd you go wrong? You went wrong again. Where'd you go wrong? You missed it. Where'd you go wrong?
I don't know at this point.
I would tell you at this point you should have grabbed your phone or wait. You know, you got two phones, one for the blam and one for the blood, whatever. So you grab your phone, okay, you grab your phone, right?
Yeah.
Get that shit on, get your video guy and say, hey, what's going on? I just want to let you know, I know you had a long day at work and everything like that, and I want to let you know I'm just thinking about you and all this other stuff. When you get the opportunity, give me a hit back, okay? Other than that, take your time. You have a nice day, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Send. So when she wakes up in the fucking morning, who's there that she can keep pressing play? One thing that none of these guys do, she could have been like, oh my God, this is so sweet. Oh my God, this is so sweet. Hey girls, look what this guy, look what he's saying. I had a long day yesterday and look what he said to me. You don't even see it. It's there. So that was another strike. So you kind of missed that thing. So then what happened?
Right now, she's just—it's dead.
No, it's not dead. Why is it dead?
She'll like either call me at the end of the night or I'll call.
All right, do you want to? Okay, look. Before I open the lines up, do you want to solve this shit? You ready to solve it?
Yeah.
All right, let's call her. All right, I'm gonna tell you what to say. Get a piece of paper. We're gonna call her, and I got you. Come on, let's solve this shit. I got it in my head already what to say. I already know what to say to solve it, dog. It's here. As I called I am. I got it. I got the answer. It's here. I'm ready to shoot it at you. Are you ready?
All right, I got it. Yeah.
All right, write it down. Hey, beautiful or sexy. I'll give you a choice. Hey, beautiful or hey, sexy. Let me know what you're doing.
Like,
you say, hey, sexy, because you're going to call her and say this shit. When you call her, you're either going to say this to her or answer machine. So I'm going to leave it to you, but you're going to call her after this shit. Call her? You're going to call her after this shit. No, motherfucker. What the fuck are you scared of? You just read what I'm giving you. Dog, I'm giving you game live and unscripted. I got the answer here. I'm ready to fix this. Just write.
All right,
Okay. Hey, sexy.
Yep.
I was, you know, hey, say I was in the park today. And it reminded me of you. I was in the park today, and or I walked by the park or whatever, or I saw the park, and it reminded me of you.
It reminded
me of you.
Me of you.
Of you.
All right.
And I thought I'd reach out. I thought I'd reach out and say hello because you were on my mind. Now, did you ever hug and kiss her?
We definitely hugged, not kissed.
Okay. So, okay, the reason I'm calling you is because I thought, now, did y'all hug at the park or did you hug at the, where'd you hug, at the ice cream place?
We hugged at the ice cream place when we met, when she left, when we met, and then we hugged when she was leaving the park.
I was thinking about the park, and the reason why I'm calling you is because I'm reminiscing about the time I had you in my arms.
I guess.
Why are you giggling? I'm just saying, why y'all guys giggle? Why are you giggling? I'm just giving you game here, man. Why
are
you,
I'm listening. You're making
me laugh. Why are you giggling, dog? I'm trying to lace you, dog. Why are you cackling and shit, man? I'm trying to give you some game, unscripted, to show you how we do it, man.
So far I thought I'd reach out to you because I remember when I had you in my arms.
When I had you in my arms. Where I can feel your soft skin and smell that perfume you had.
And
soft skin and the perfume you had on.
In my arms. It was, I could smell that perfume you had on and that soft skin.
I can feel your soft skin and smell the perfume. I remember feeling your soft skin and smelling the perfume you had on. I got you, Tyler. Give me a second. I got you, Tyler. I'm opening the lines up, guys. I got y'all. I'm in a good mood. We're going to go long today. So I got you, guys. I got y'all. So don't worry, guys. I'm opening the lines up. I just want to help this man out. So did you write that down?
Yeah, the perfume you had on as well.
Yeah. Hey, the perfume you had on, yeah. And I would love to continue where we left off. I would love to continue where we left off. I hate that good. I would love to continue where we left off.
Okay.
Guys, this shit is easy. I'd love to continue where we left off, okay? Now,
that's it?
Listen to me. Yeah, now listen to me. Listen, it's very important. If you get her voicemail, you say to her, get back at me when you can. If you're talking to her, let her reply. And you lead her to the next step, okay?
Okay.
All right, so call her right now. We'll mute. What?
I'm going to get her voicemail for sure, okay? She got to wake up.
I don't give a fuck. Then you put on her voicemail. You say exactly what I say on her voicemail and tell her to get back at you when you're ready to talk again, okay? That's it, okay? So go ahead and call her. Now, listen, call her. When you call her, let it go. You have reached 555-55 and then bring it in, okay? Don't put the full number, okay?
Hold up. Before I do that, how do I make sure so y'all be able to hear?
Dog, all you do is call and click over. That's how we can hear. Just call the number and merge the call.
Okay, let me see if I can figure that out.
Oh my God, do you have an iPhone, Android, or Cricket? What do you have?
I just switched over to iPhone recently, so.
Dog.
I'm sorry,
okay, if you're iPhone, then they, look, when you call her fucking ass, press the button that says merge, nigga. Come on. All
right,
Jesus. All right. Oh my God.
You say if I, when I get a voicemail, and voicemail.
Yes, it's gonna go like this. You have reached 555-55555, and then you bring it in, okay? And then you bring it in, and then it'll say beep, and you just read what you got, okay? I know. Go back to Android boxing. Okay, go ahead and call her and click it in. Cause I'm a, if you don't do it in 20 seconds, I'm hanging up on your ass. And don't you fucking call me again because you're wasting my time. So get on that shit right now. You call it right now. You do it right now. Go. Let's go. Click and go do that shit. Now answer your calls out there and we reset the line, guys. Got you. It's a fucking iPhone. It's not like you don't have a normal speed dial.
Hey, sexy. Hello. I drove by the park today, and it reminded me of you. I thought I'd reach out to you because I remember when we was out to get ice cream, how you felt in my arms and how soft you was and that perfume you had on.
It was great. How's the night going?
It's great, but I want to continue where we left off when I seen you at the bar last.
Yeah. I'm in a space to have fun, but I'm not really in a space to have fun. Not like at the moment. I got a lot of shit I got to get done, so it's just like...
Listen, we could... It's not, we can have fun, we can, you know, elevate our mindsets, all kinds of stuff, but we could definitely, I definitely feel like we should spend some more time together.
Yeah. I mean, that'll be great. I wouldn't mind it. I won't be doing nothing else then.
Okay, I'm surprised you're up right now, but I was just calling you to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a little minute. I just wanted to, you know, spill that out.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Have a good night.
Oh, he fucking hung the phone. Goddamn. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to call him. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Wait. God damn, I gotta call him. He's getting back in that shit. Hold the fuck up, guys. Hold the fuck up. Hold up. He accidentally hung up on me. Hold on. Fuck that. We're calling his ass right now. Told you shit's gonna work. Told you this shit's gonna work. Y'all fucking follow your boy. Pick up your phone. Yo. God damn it. Listen. All right, look. You're getting your ass back in there real quick. No. Wait. I know you're excited. Calm down. I know you're excited, but now, relax. We're not done. You didn't set anything up. You just took a small battle and ran the fuck off. Now listen, you're going to call her back real quick, and you're going to set something up. Let her know when she's going to, because you said she had to pick up the kids, right? Her kids, right? Hey, this is what you're going to ask her. When are you going to be kid-free? I want to spend some quality, intimate time with you. Write that down. Let me know when you're going to be kid-free so I can spend some quality, intimate time with you. Stop. We ain't done. Hurry up, right there. I got something else to say. Guys, I'm trying to show you game. She down. I know y'all a bad motherfucker. Watch this, guys. Watch this. I'm not done. Watch this one. All right, you got that shit written down? All right. Next thing you'll say is, I got a bone to pick with you. Since you went away from this great man, write it. I got a bone to pick with you. Since you went away from this great man, let me know when you're done. Hey, Russ, hey, give him some NyQuil and shit. Those motherfuckers go to sleep. All right, since you went away with this great man, let me hurry up. Yeah, you went away from this great man, you owe me one. So I want to know, when are you going to cook dinner for me? Motherfucker, just trust. Okay, look, can you trust the motherfucker that got game? Can you just, I know you're like, oh my God, I'm so shocked. Oh my God, I'm so shocked. What do you mean? You mean ask her to cook for me? Are you serious? Come on, follow the playbook. I know I'm good at what I do. Just follow me. I got you. When are you going to cook for me? Yeah, when are you going to cook dinner for me? Hurry up. I got one more thing to say before you call her. Yes, cook for me. You cook the dinner. I'll be the dessert. God, I'm just right. Just trust me. You cook the dinner. I'll be the dessert. Now, write that down. Now, listen. Stop going so fucking fast. Ooh, relax. Slow down. You're like, hey, girl. Slow down, motherfucker. Okay? So you got that? Hey, you cook the dinner. I'll be the dessert. Okay? Now, call her and say that shit. Let's go. Call her right now and say that shit. Let's go. You ain't got me. I'm trying to get you to have her. Let's go. This is how you be smooth. Ooh. Let me call him. Caller. You there? Who's the man? Who's the fucking man? I mean, do you see how easy it is, how willing she is to do it now? Do you see? Now, we're going to go for the trifecta right now because you missed this one thing. Ready? Trifecta. This will be the last call. All right? Hold on a second. Hold on. The guy says, but Steve, you're married. You can't teach game. What the fuck am I teaching now? What are you talking about? Do you see what I'm teaching right now? Sir, this isn't about me, you dumb fuck. Hey, fearless trader, this is not for you. Good luck in your endeavors. Peace. Now, caller, back to you. Now, this is what I want you to say to her. You ready? Say, I almost forgot. Write it down. I almost forgot. I almost forgot you need to send me a picture. You need to send me a picture. A picture. so I can think about how many ways So I can think of how many fucking ways. Can you just follow the... Why do you motherfuckers want to do... Can you just follow the playbook? God damn! So I can think of how many ways I can make you smile, laugh, and blush. Laugh, smile, laugh, and blush, human. Are you done typing so I can continue? Yeah, so you smile, laugh, and blush when I look. Will you write this shit down and shut the fuck up? When I look in your sexy ass eyes. Write it. Come on, Don. I'm trying to get you some pussy. When I look in your sexy, write it down. When I look in your sexy ass eyes, yes, sexy ass eyes. Whisper in your ear. Whisper in your ear, last line, before I go in and kiss your soft lips. And slow the fuck down. God damn it. Slow down. Before I go in and kiss your soft lips. That's it, okay? I'm trying to at least set you up to get a kiss. You're going to get a dinner. You're going to get a meal. But I'm trying to get you a kiss as well, okay? Relax. And just say it. Give it a second between every line and let her giggle. She's giggling. She's eating the shit up, okay? And this will be the last time you call her, okay? All right, you ready? Okay, wait. All right, real quick. Take a deep breath. Okay, you ready? Okay, good. Okay, relax. Woo, mother. No, not woo, sah. You sah. Okay? So go ahead and call her right now and just read that shit. Okay? Let's go. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's go. Oh, my God, Steve. What do I say? Call him back real quick. Caller. Wait, excuse me. Let me do it one time too. Steve is a bad motherfucker. Dog, do you see? You went from not even talking to her. Now you're going to get a kiss. I set you up for a dinner and I set you up for a kiss. Did I not? Did she say, no, I'm not going to kiss you. No, I'm not going to cook for you. Or did she comply to what you asked? Well, of course she seems suspicious because you've been so fucking soft. She ain't used to you being assertive. Huh, what you mean, huh? You ain't, no, it's okay if we just, you know, you said some man shit. You told her what to do. She's going to cook a dinner. She's going to find time. And she's going to send you a photo so you can talk to her because you told her you're going to look her eyes, whisper some shit in her ear, and kiss her soft lips. She didn't say no. She didn't say I don't do that. She didn't say I'm not attracted to you. she fucking complied and say, I will get one for you. Yes or no? You see that? So then, okay, I'm about to let you go, but do you see how we solved that in maybe 10, 15 minutes of me talking to you? How long, what was it? Yeah. Okay, that's good. What was the time span between you talking to her and not talking to her? And she didn't say nothing, right? Okay, but do you see how we solved it? I got you a dinner. And I got you set up for a kiss. And it was just over the phone. See how easy that is? You have nothing to lose. See that shit? That's game, baby. Okay? All right, man. Well, what's up? Well, I'm just trying to show you what game is. If you just follow, oh, I got you. As I told you, caller, there's nothing a woman can say that I can't use to benefit me. Tyler, I got you 1 second. So I got to reset the lines, caller. I'm going to go ahead and let you go and reset the lines for the guys to call in. Okay, man? All right, stand up, man. Let us know, buddy. All right. So, guys, as y'all can see, I don't know, guys. There's nobody doing this, man. I'm showing y'all game, man. Let me set these calls up and everything, man. You see what I'm saying? I try to show y'all that this is how easy it is when you make it about you. You learn yourself. Now, Tyler... Hold on, let me go to Tyler while I'm setting everything up. Hold on, Tyler. What are you sending me? All right, Tyler. Is this a voice message? Okay, I'm going to play this voice message while I set the show. Here we go. Let me play this while I set the show. Thank you.